All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 296. It's been a long time, but we are back. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And look who else is back. Wombat.
When we do a CADcast, then you have my permission to die.
You were supposed to bring that up later when we talk about Dark Knight Returns, but that's okay.
I know, but it's too much fun.
I couldn't wait. And, of course, we have the lovable Shipwreck.
I haven't seen that movie, so I can't do impressions.
That's okay.
Do I sound like anybody from that movie? I'm doing one right now.
Have you seen the second one yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
Does he have superpowers yet?
Yes.
He's pretty good. Like, he doesn't really need them. His armor is a superpower. You like Iron Man, don't you? He doesn't have superpowers.
He's got a point.
He can fly, though.
Batman can basically fly with the...
Batman does kind of have a plane.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. I wouldn't discount him.
He's got a lot going on.
He's
his
got
prospects
the money,
are good.
He's got the women. He's got the power. Mm. All right. So welcome to the show, everybody. Yes, it's been a long time. I was away in Vancouver and Seattle for PAX, and somehow we didn't do a show while that was going on. I guess we were busy. We did do a live show from PAX, which I hope you were able to see. And if you did not see it or listen to it, you will be able to hear it immediately after this show. I will plug that audio onto the end of this show. So if you're wondering why this file is so big, that is the answer. Another show. I have two show notes for you before we get rolling. One, I am using my new Rode microphone arm, which is pretty neat. It swings like a real professional, Wombat. You know about real professionals.
I have no idea what a real professional is.
But it's pretty cool. It just attaches to the desk and I can move it all around and I don't have to worry about knocking the mic stand over anymore and breaking my microphone. So this is exciting. The second, probably more important show note is because we're doing a show today, this is when our cleaning lady comes. So I'm going to have to run out to let her in. The security in our building, the way it works is you have to buzz people up twice. You have to buzz them in through the front door and then they have to go up to the second floor to take the elevator. So I have to buzz them through that door as well. And then I have to let her in through the front door of my apartment. So
it sounds like you need to hire somebody to buzz people in for you.
Yes, that's I need an intern is what you're saying.
On the plus side, you're already standing up.
Right, exactly. I'm already standing and I'm already sweating, so it's a good combination.
And as much as Shipwreck and I don't like talking to each other alone, we'll make do for the 15 seconds that we need to do it.
Right.
I'm just hoping you can get her to stand on the scale while she's there.
Well, first of all, the batteries on the scale died and I haven't replaced them yet. And second of all, the scale is in my office, so she's not gonna, and it's hidden behind my dirty laundry. So she's not going to be stepping on the scale.
She doesn't do your laundry?
She doesn't do my laundry, no. She's only here for 3 hours.
Need a new cleaning lady.
How long is your cleaning lady there for?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know. That's why I asked the question.
It depends. Sometimes she comes with her daughter, and when she's here with her daughter, it's only like 3-4 hours.
Right.
But when she's here alone, it's like a full day.
So yeah. See, that's yeah. We only pay for 3 hours. So.
But she does my laundry.
Yeah, I don't mind doing my laundry, Wombat. I'm not a diva like some of us, you know. I am a
princess. What do you want from me?
I don't really want people touching my dirty underwear.
I could care less who touches my underwear.
Do you have white underwear?
Yes, I wear tidy whities. No, I don't.
Because the shit stains, right? You don't want them.
I don't even have shit stains in my underwear to begin with, so.
How do you know?
What?
I don't.
I find that hard to believe.
Really? I don't think I do.
But you have probably wear black underwear, so you don't even know.
I wear lots of colors.
Right, not
lots
white.
Of color. Not white.
No, white equals shit stains.
I don't think I've worn white underwear since I was
just
like
because
10.
You can't see it does not mean that it's not there.
Okay, exactly. Fine. I'll concede because it's not worth the argument.
Right. There's definitely shit particles in your underwear, so.
I think there's shit particles. Well, there's shit particles on your hand too, but you know.
Right. Not mine. I use the ass wash.
Oh, there you go.
No, but you still have to dry off, so I have wet shit particles.
You have wet shit all over your hands.
So I don't know if we should talk about PAX a little bit, because we're going to have the PAX. Here's what I want to say about PAX. While it was very crowded and maybe not the ideal show for someone like myself who goes to E3 every year and also Tokyo Game Show. Well, Tokyo Game Show sucks, so maybe that's shouldn't even mention Tokyo Game Show. But I guess, you know, if you don't mind waiting in line for things, then you can have a good time. But I guess what I was most impressed about was that there's so much stuff to do there. So even if you hate waiting in line and you never want to wait in a line, they have so many of those panels, even though they didn't have a CADcast panel. There's so many panels, and there's that whole like annex where you can, that's like open all night, where you can play tabletop games. It's a really good value. I mean, that's what I took away from the event. Like, what does it cost? Like $25 a day or something like that? I mean, I doubt that there's anybody there who went who didn't feel like they got their money's worth. So I guess that's the best compliment that I could pay to PAX.
Pay and also, and say.
And say. And play. Ty really liked PAX. He loved dressing up as he had a little superhero costume. And his game of show was definitely Injustice. He made, you know, we had to, as soon as, you know, we waited online for like 5 minutes to play it. And then as soon as you're done, you know, they want you to move along so they can keep the line going. You know, and 4-year-old doesn't necessarily want to hear that his turn is over like 2 minutes after it began. So, you know, we had to get right back on the end of the line and do it again. And we did that a couple of times. And he keeps asking me when Injustice is coming out. And I'm like, next year, stop asking. It's going to be a long time. Just try not to think about it. And he doesn't really understand the concept of next year. So he still asks me like every other day when it's coming out. But he did like it. And I liked it too. I think if they can add those single player modes that they had in Mortal Kombat, then it's a home run. You know, those challenge towers ship that you really liked. And if they could get a story mode in there like Mortal Kombat, damn. Do you think they're going to be able to do that?
I think the story mode is kind of a given. The challenge thing might be a little trickier, but we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know why it'd be more trickier. I think the story would be more trickier.
They did a story mode in Mortal Kombat versus DC that was actually very similar to the Mortal Kombat that just came out.
Oh, they did?
It wasn't as good, though.
It wasn't as good. That is definitely true. But they've done it before. And really, you think it's difficult to write a story about Batman and Superman fighting Lex Luthor? I think they could figure out a way to make that work.
Yeah, I think
only one of those guys has powers.
Right, so you're never going to play as the other characters. I think that game's going to be a home run.
You're just going to lose if you play as one of the guys that doesn't have superpowers. It's just logic.
No. Batman beat Darkseid, okay? Batman has beaten Darkseid.
What's
Darkseid's power? He's just large?
Darkseid's power is all the powers. You name a power, he's got it.
Right.
Try me.
So I don't know. I mean, should I talk about my vacation? It was very lovely. We were in Vancouver for 2 weeks, where it was 75 degrees and sunny every day. And I don't know. We saw, well, you know what? I'll talk about it now. We went to see Batman, Dark Knight Returns.
What did you think of my movie, TBD?
I got to say, Bane, that I was not a fan of your voice. I found it really distracting.
How could you find my voice distracting in any way?
In fact, you know, so I don't know if you know this about Vancouver, but they have a very lenient marijuana policy. How do you say marijuana? I can't even say it.
Marijuana.
A very lenient policy there. So it's like basically, it's not legal, but it might as well be. So they have like these cafes that you can go to where you can't buy anything, but you're free to partake there. And they have these crazy vaporizers, like they're called like the volcanoes. They're like super expensive vaporizers. And it's just, I guess the one word I would use to describe it would be debilitating. So we might have visited that cafe right before we went to go see Batman, the new Batman movie. And the movie starts, And, you know, I'm sitting next to Mrs. Cheapy, obviously. And Bane, when Bane comes on and he starts talking, I turned to Mrs. Cheapy and I couldn't believe that that was his voice. Like, I just figured my brain had somehow imploded from the previous activity, because how could this character be in this really serious movie? And I don't think
what
they
was
ever
it
got
about
past
the voice? What was the voice? What about the voice didn't you like? Was it too?
It sounded ridiculous. It sounded. I mean, like, if I saw that in a cartoon, I would have thought it was ridiculous. Like, who? He sounds like Sean Connery, like a Sean Connery with Down syndrome or something. I mean, it's nice. It's just ridiculous. It was just completely ridiculous. It was so distracting. I just thought I was hallucinating.
See, I kind of like the voice. I like the idea that this big, hulking, weird-looking character has this kind of proper voice coming out of
proper?
It.
What was proper? What's proper about
it's supposed
that?
To, he's supposed to sound aristocratic, I believe, is what they were going for.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God. I don't know. And I didn't really care for his character very much. I mean,
I'm not a fan of Bane either. I'll give you that much.
But they didn't
not
explain anything about him. I mean, except that he was like in that prison or whatever. But they didn't explain like why he was. I mean, maybe
oh,
they
we should,
did.
Do we want to say spoilers for those who haven't seen this movie that's been out for 2 months?
I guess. Sure. I mean, honestly, I barely remember the movie. But I didn't know anything like why he had why he was so strong. Do they explain that? Or, I mean, I know from the comics and stuff, but
there are so many things about The Dark Knight Rises that I honestly really, you know, the more I think about it, the less I like it.
I just, yeah.
And I've been told I need to see it again to really appreciate it, but I still think it's the weakest of the three. Doesn't necessarily make it a terrible movie. I just think it's the weakest of the three.
Yeah. And I would watch it again.
I'll definitely watch it again. I don't know. My biggest problem with the movie, if we're going to go there, and this is really in the first 10 minutes of the movie, so I'm not giving anything away. It's the 8-year gap. Totally takes me out of the whole movie.
You mean between the second movie and the third movie?
Between the second movie and the third movie, that it's supposed to be an 8-year gap.
Right.
That whole scenario of, you know,
time is over.
It just doesn't work. It's too long. It's too long a period of time where once you think about it, nothing else makes sense. Everything unravels and goes downhill. Once you think about, wait a minute, he's had this injury for 8 years and it's fixed in a day. Wait a minute, he hasn't put that on in 8 years and it's fixed in a day. Wait, he hasn't
wait a
done
minute.
This.
I thought, I mean, I don't want to get into, well, this is going to be spoilers here. So fast forward for a minute. So when Bane fucks him up, right?
Yes. That happens after 8 years after the second movie, and he hasn't done anything Batman-esque in 8 years.
But what about the start of the movie? The start of the movie, he's already like been retired, right? Or no?
Yeah, this is that's it. Yes, yes.
But I thought Bane fucks him up like in the middle of the movie.
He does, but it's really after his first day back. His first day back in 8 years. Of course he gets the shit beaten out of him.
Right, okay.
He has no superpowers.
Right. He has no superpowers and he hasn't fought anyone in 8 years. And he has a bum knee that supposedly he hasn't thought about going to the doctor to get looked at in 8 years.
Right. I don't know. I'll watch it again. Like I said, maybe it was in the wrong state of mind to see the movie because I don't really remember anything.
It defeats the whole purpose of what Batman is. Batman isn't about revenge. Batman is about justice. He can't just turn it off for 8 years.
Right.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Like I said last time when we talked about this movie, you have to remove yourself from everything you know about Batman because he's not Batman.
Wow. They should put that on the back of the box.
That'll seriously.
Really bring the people in.
And it's funny, though, because when you can separate that in your mind, it's a fine movie. But once you start thinking about, but Batman wouldn't do that, then the whole thing just turns into a shit pile. But
so they should have just called it, like, Bat Guy?
Yeah. Batsman.
Bat Guy, the beginning?
Exactly.
Well, since we're doing movies and watch this bitches, I guess I will... I on a previous segment, I talked about Jiro Dreams of Sushi, the documentary about the living national treasure. This dude named Jiro Ono, who's been a sushi chef for like 70 years. Mrs. Cheapy took me there for my birthday, and we had the best sushi in the world. So that was pretty exciting. I did a whole audio boo about it. It's at audioboo.fm/GPD. So if you're really interested and you want to actually hear a Japanese person's perspective on it, aka my wife, you should definitely check that out. But it was awesome. I was ready to be disappointed on two levels. I didn't think that Jiro himself would be there. I just figured they only roll him out for like special occasions or something, because he is like 80 something years old. And two, I just figured the sushi couldn't really be that good. I mean, it's just fish on rice. Like, how special could it be? But one, he was there and we sat right in front of him. And two, the sushi was incredible. It basically kind of ruined sushi for me.
What'd you get?
Well, the way it works at pretty much any fancy sushi place is you get what's known as a omakase course. So you don't actually order. They hand you, or they just, you know, the chef just serves you. They ask mm-hmm. you if there's anything that you don't eat, and if there's a problem there, they'll make a change. But otherwise, you get what they give you. See, a lot of these things you're not going to know what they are. I have the little list here, but I don't think you're going to know what any of these things are, except for, like, you know, the regular tuna, medium fatty tuna, and fatty tuna.
Any sperm sacks?
No sperm sacks. You had sperm. See, when the shipwrecks came, we took them to a pretty fancy sushi place, and we had sperm sacks, right?
I think I remember having sperm sacks. That's what I take away from that experience. I wouldn't forget something like that.
Yeah, I was glad that there was no sperm sacks. I was pretty grateful.
So but what did you what? Have? You don't know the names of any of the fish, or that
I
you
do.
Just don't
You're
know
not
the English
know
name?
Them. I know them in Japanese. I told you the three tunas. Yeah. I had an abalone. Do you know what that is?
Yes, that is a clam.
It's like so I had that. It was really good. Everything was amazing. Like, everything, I think they steamed that. I mean, everything was prepared in a, some stuff is very straightforward, but other things are prepared in unique ways. Like they smoked, I think the sardine one, what is that? Iwashi maybe. They smoked it and it was just amazing.
Then they put it on a cracker with some mustard.
No.
Delicious.
No, it was served in a tin can with oil. You know, if you go to flickr.com/GBD, I have a picture of the whole little list of fish there. So you should check it out. It was exciting. And then I got my picture taken with the dude afterwards, which I normally wouldn't have done, but everyone else there was doing it. So, and by everyone else, I mean the three other couples that were there. Two of which, one couple was from New York, one couple was Chinese, and the other couple was Japanese, and that was it. And the biggest complaint, and probably what would keep us from going back there again, unless there was some incredible special occasion or we had some guests combined with a special occasion, is that they hurry your ass out of there. I mean, we were there for about 45 minutes tops, like, and something like that, you just want to relax, you want to, you know, have a few cocktails, sake. But they just, I mean, we were out of there in 45 minutes. And when you're paying like $400 a person, you kind of want to enjoy it, you know, not be feel like you're being rushed out of there. But I guess Jiro has to go to bed at like 8:30 or something. So I don't know.
Well, that don't they want to like get more people in if it only
four couples
at a time?
They were done. That was it.
Well, what is that? $800 a couple, four couples. It's not terrible, I guess. I don't know. I really
don't
know.
They do a lunch. They do a lunch and a dinner, and the lunch is the same price as the dinner. And you have to make a reservation a month in advance. But yeah, that's what they do. And I don't know. It was pretty amazing, though. It did feel special, and to be sitting in front of this master and being able to just watch him work, and, you know, who knows how much longer he's going to be around and doing this. So I felt like super lucky to be able to experience that.
Does he have any endorsement deals? It seems like he should have a video game or something.
He doesn't have, as far as I know, he doesn't. I don't think he's into that. But if you should watch, the movie is really great. I highly recommend it. It's Jiro Dreams of Sushi. You know, and his son works with him. He's got two sons. His youngest son has his own restaurant, pretty close to where I live, actually. But the older son is supposed to inherit this restaurant, but damn guy won't retire. So he's still there working along. And I don't know. It was pretty amazing. Definitely check out the audio, though, if you want to learn more. We go into it in much greater detail. I see that you saw Moonrise Kingdom, Shep, and I was definitely interested in seeing that.
Yeah, that's the latest Wes Anderson film, which I enjoy all of his stuff. I just like his movies are just fun to look at.
Yes, like definitely.
He's like pays so much detail to like every little prop and every little wardrobe thing, and like the lines of dialogue are interesting to listen to. And this one's just as good as the rest. It's not as depressing as some of his other films are.
Good, good.
Yeah.
You mean nobody like tries to kill themselves or something like that?
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, of course. Right. Duh.
It's still a Wes Anderson movie.
Right. Only one person.
Right. No, it's really good. Like that was the first one I'd gotten Gretchen to watch of his films, because I think she just assumes that like everybody dies in every one of his movies. And so she just doesn't want to be depressed.
I can understand that.
No, you can't. That's what you live for.
I told you that I saw this movie Melancholia and it was too depressing for me. So imagine that. Imagine how depressing that movie must be.
That movie must be the most depressing thing ever.
Right. Well, it's called Melancholia, so they kind of give it away.
I understand that.
But Moonrise Kingdom is like, I saw a lot of movies this summer and that was definitely one of my favorites.
Right.
So it didn't suck like everything else.
Right. It made it easy.
It was better than Total Recall and other pieces of shit you saw.
Battleship. It's above Battleship. It's above, Shadow something. Johnny Depp is a vampire.
Oh,
Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows. It was better than that.
I almost watched that on the plane, but I didn't. It was that movie I thought might be too good to watch on the plane. I only watched the shittiest of shit on the plane.
No, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plane.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think you missed your opportunity.
No, but I'm talking about like I'll only watch the shit of the shit. Like I watched What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Yeah,
did you have you had a chance? Did the Avengers ever come out in Japan?
It came out in August. I haven't watched it yet.
You need to go see that.
I'll probably just wait for a video.
It comes out on DVD next week, I think.
Oh, perfect.
Next week in the States. So
okay, well, I'm going to I'll get it on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's what I've been
waiting. That's what I'm saying. Like you need to watch. I'm saying you need to watch that movie though. I think you'll enjoy that movie.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
But What to Expect When You're Expecting is pretty.
It's the closest thing to those DC animated movies that you like in a movie, even though it's Marvel.
Dude, those are awesome. And speaking of which, I watched Crisis on Two Earths, which is a DC animated movie, and it was really good. Actually, they're all really good. I don't think I've seen a DC animated movie that I didn't think was worth watching. So I also have Superman versus the Elite on my list, but I haven't watched that yet. But you should definitely watch Crisis on Two Earths, Wombat. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I also want to see Doom. I haven't seen that one yet.
That's even better.
I know.
But they're all good. Last one, I know we're talking about movies for fucking half an hour here, but I finally saw The Hunger Games, and I know that Wombat, you read all the books?
Yeah, I read all the books.
And you saw the movie too?
Yes, I did.
Did you like the movie?
It's okay.
What didn't you like about it? I have a very specific thing that I didn't like about the movie.
You know what? You know, it's funny to me what I just don't like about the... It sounds so pretentious, but it just isn't... I feel like you're only getting half a sentence every time someone speaks. Like they're right. Leaving out things that
like
I
Gail
know.
Gail had two lines in the whole movie.
Yeah, like there are things that I know that are never brought up in the movie. And I'm like, why don't they mention that? I know that.
Yeah. So no, it's not pretentious. That's what happens a lot. I mean, when you see a movie that's from a book. So, I mean, my biggest problem was that the whole, like, one of the biggest themes in the book is the quote-unquote love triangle. You know, even though it's not a love triangle because, you know, Katniss sort of doesn't really, ever really say if she loves any of those dudes. Well, at least in the first book. And it's just like not even an issue in the movie. Like it's, you know, she's not like conflicted at all about her relationship with PETA. It's just, I don't know. I sound like a 13-year-old girl. I know. But that kind of bothered me that they just glossed over that whole thing.
It
just
I get it. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, just like it's not even in the movie, basically. But It was, I mean, it was fine. You know what? It was 2.5 hours and it moved pretty quickly. So I guess that it's had that going for it. All right. I guess, you know, we're 25 minutes in. We should maybe talk about some video games at some point. So
why?
It's going so well. Let's do some new releases. Why not?
There's only like 100.
Yeah. We're in it. NBA Baller Beats. It's out.
We're just going right to it, huh?
Can't
wait. Yes, we're going right to it. I just came up from my basement from playing it.
Shit.
I was sweaty.
Did they send you a review copy / ball?
I think they might be, but I went out. Well, actually, Gretchen went out today and bought it. So
nice. They had some in stock, huh? They weren't completely sold out?
They are at my Target now.
They only had one?
Gretchen got the last one. I'm guessing they only had one.
Wow.
Yeah, it definitely comes with a real basketball. Inflated basketball. You don't have to do any inflation of any sort. That's, so they included the air with
that's,
it.
That's good.
I really like it. It's definitely for people who like to actually play basketball, who and like to play video games, who like rhythm games, and who have a space to play it.
So three people.
I am one of the three people, yes.
And I guess the most important question is, does it work?
It totally works. It can tell. I've only played 1.5 songs so far, but it recognizes when you go between your legs. It recognizes when you go behind the back. It definitely is on beat with the ball. And the way it works is as the icons scroll down, you want to hit the ball on the ground at the same time the icon reaches the bottom. Right. And yeah, it totally works. I don't know. It's fun. Like it'd be the same, like for anybody who's like two favorite hobbies came together in like, one thing. Right. Like this is just like made for me. I tried dribbling the basketball just in my living room.
Right.
Just to see like what that would be like. And that is not a good idea.
The whole house shakes.
Well, it shakes. And the problem is like I have a basement. So my first story, I mean, it's not like that's a solid floor. Like that's just beams underneath and just like plywood or whatever, like the flooring, sheet flooring over top of it. So when you dribble a basketball on top of carpet, on top of that, like there's just way too much bounce and give.
Right.
So it's not going to be a good experience if you do it like that.
Right. So you need a hardwood floor, preferably.
I even tried on my kitchen floor, which is hardwood, and it worked a little bit better there, but still there was too much give.
So what you're saying, like basically basement, concrete.
Basement, or if your house doesn't have a basement, I guess. Like I think it would be fine on carpet.
Well, where are you playing it?
I'm playing it in the basement.
Okay.
I set up an entire area for NBA
basketball
Baller
court.
Beats.
You built a basketball court in your basement.
I was to the point today where I was looking at websites to see how much like a flooring. Small area of like parquet flooring would cost me.
Wow, you get really excited when your two favorite hobbies come together.
Yeah, it's
right.
I mean, what are your two favorite hobbies?
Well, Wombat should be excited because next week there's a game coming out for Xbox Live Arcade called Sleeping and Eating. So it's good. He should be really excited for
that. that's funny.
It's called Sleeting.
When does shitting and masturbating come out for you?
As soon as the show is over. So, yeah. That's so it sounds like you like it. Are you, can we expect like a video review from you or?
I'm sure we will. I mean, I have the green screen set up behind it, so I have to see if I can play basketball in exotic locales or something.
Right.
I have to see how that looks and everything, but
yes.
There'll definitely be videos. I mean,
okay.
It's fun.
It's fun. I mean, good.
Yeah.
And they have 700,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah, so should we talk about that?
we can talk about that now.
Okay.
You go.
Well, first of all.
You go.
My maid should be buzzing up soon, so keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, they sent out a press release saying that they had 700,000 Twitter followers for NBA Baller Beats. Like, that wasn't the whole press release, but Majesco's CEO, that was one of his quotes in it, was like talking about the big buzz for the game and everything. And I know Cheapy and I, we both saw this back around E3, like when we were just looking up stuff on NBA Baller Beats back then.
Right. I was wondering why they had more followers than, say, like Call of Duty or something like
any video game. Like, they have more followers than any video game, I think.
Right.
By a substantial margin. Like, if you compared it to Madden, it has like 7 times as many followers as Madden does.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And so you look at their followers, and it's kind of clear that something fishy is going on when you look down through their followers. There's like 50 guys named Delmar that as their followers, just on like one page when I was looking. So Ben Kachera did a piece on Penny Arcade Report about it. And like, he is talking to Majesco, and Majesco is saying that they did not buy Twitter followers and they're looking into it currently. But my guess is somebody on the PR side or marketing or something, maybe they did it on their own, but something went down. Like,
it's really easy to buy followers. I mean, I remember there was that New York Times article, and they tested it out. There's websites out there that say, you pay us a certain amount of money and we'll get you X amount of followers. And it's not a lot of money considering, you know, how many followers you can get. It was like for $1,000, you get like 1 million followers, I want to say. Like, if you Google buy Twitter followers,
there's... A lot of it is super shady. It's funny because, you know, I've gone through this professionally with the idea of of buying Twitter followers. Because, you know, it doesn't matter how many meetings you have, there's always someone that'll go, why don't we just buy them? And that's when we laugh that person out of the meeting. But it is something, you know, that does exist. We, you know, I am like the first person to say, no, we will not buy Twitter followers.
It's pointless because you're buying like dead accounts. I mean, why even, just so you can say you have X number of followers. I mean, that's what looks like Majesco did.
Yeah, because then Majesco, I mean, I would, if I was Majesco, the reason to use this is because then you can go to the retailers and say, look at the interest for this game. Maybe Target, you should stock more than one copy.
But why risk your reputation? It seems like a huge... I mean, the only bad things can come out of it, right? I mean...
Yes. At the end of the day, chance, only bad.
The chance that nobody's going to figure it out and that it's actually going to have a positive impact on your business is, you know, it's basically slim and none. So it was pretty crazy.
But on the front of the packaging, there's a Twitter logo. For NBA Baller Beats.
I ran out for a second. Did you talk about Ben Kuchera?
Yeah.
No.
We talked about that.
Oh, we did? Yeah.
Well, we talked about he did a story about it on New York.
And they've denied it, right?
They did deny it.
Yeah, they denied it. But I don't know if, like, nobody knows if the higher-ups knew what was going on.
Right. They could have just hired some PR company
hired some PR company. Somebody came up. Could have said, hey, how would you like us, would you hire us and we'll get you this many Twitter followers? Like,
but
they might have gone.
Still, sure. You have to, the flags have to go up. Like, if a PR company comes to me and says, hey, we can get you 500,000 Twitter followers, you know, I'm thinking these are not going to be real Twitter followers.
And what's funny, if you read Ben's article, he talks about, you know, 5% being active or whatever the number is. And it winds up being like 35,000 real followers of this game, which isn't a bad number for a game of this size.
It's great.
I mean, we talked about Madden having like 100,000. To have, you know, more than a quarter of what Madden has for a Kinect-only basketball peripheral game, that's actually a very good number. Yeah. So I think that the real irony of it all is they didn't have to do this.
No. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah. You have 35,000 people that are genuinely interested in your product.
they've done a lot of social media advertising for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was on the MTV Video Music Awards.
They had the MTV Baller Beats area, didn't they? Like a lounge?
Yeah. Yeah, like where they would have celebrities go and play the game, and then they'd show it on TV.
Oh, hold on. Maid.
Hi, Maid.
Who made?
Let's talk about NHL 13 while Cheapy's not here.
Oh, hockey sucks and only losers play it. Is that what we're
supposed
to say? I bet
he's going to spend a lot of money on those cards.
I think he'll spend, probably more than he should.
Who's your favorite hockey player? Current.
That guy, Brian Trottier, does he still play?
Wait, don't talk about NHL 13 now. Now I'm in the state of running to the door every 2 seconds. You got to talk about something else. Because we'll talk about that. I've played some of it.
Did you play some of it?
Yeah.
Jeremy Yager, does he still play?
Talk about some other release.
What about Finding Nemo, Escape to the Big Blue Special Edition for 3DS?
No.
No, thank you.
I don't think that's real. That might be one of those fake ones. We get this list off techgaming.com, and sometimes he throws in fake games just so he can catch people who are stealing his list. And
no, that's real.
Other sites.
That is real.
That's a real game.
That's a real game. I saw it in, I feel like I saw it in the circulars. What else we got? Double Dragon Neon?
That's the other Majesco game this week.
Yes.
Developed by WayForward, of every good 2D game just about has been developed by them. I haven't played it yet. I know it's free for PlayStation Plus subscribers, so we all three own it.
Which game is this?
Double Dragon Neon.
Oh, free. I like free.
Yeah, you can play that for free on your PlayStation 3 today.
I will.
Tekken Tag 2 came out this week.
That's Tekken got Tag Snoop Dogg.
Is really? Does he playable? He's not playable.
No, it's a stage. Like he's in the background of the stage.
I was going to bring up later, but we could bring it up now. So the downloadable characters are on the disc already.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where it gets even more a little interesting. According to the article I read on Joystick, the DLC is going to be free.
Makes sense.
Sure. But why not just have them unlocked on the disc?
Maybe.
So people keep playing the game then.
They don't trade it in. And also every time a new character gets unlocked, they get a blog
press
post
release.
Out of it.
Yep. Press release. It's a good strategy there. I like that strategy actually.
All right.
Free is good. Free is a good strategy.
For free, I don't think it's a big deal. You know, keep it on the do whatever you want for free. I don't care.
It's been done before in other games where it's like timed release stuff. So it's a kind of a cool idea. I like it.
Good. Well, then I'm glad they're doing it.
I've been playing, but I can't talk about yet. Joe Danger 2, the movie. I guess I could talk about what I saw at PAX last year of that.
There you go. How is it? How was that last year? Not the game you're playing now, but what you played last year.
I played it with Nick Chester from Destructoid last year.
Don't know who that is.
Uh-huh.
I know Nick Chester from Harmonix. Is he related?
We're talking about last year. I don't know if I can say that he works
that's
for Harmonix
right
now. That might be under embargo.
Sorry. forgot about the time machine rules.
Right. It is more Joe Danger, but he's no longer just on a motorcycle. He has different levels, a snowmobile. He's got a jetpack.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. It's all like he's shooting scenes from different like James Bond movies or Indiana Jones movies, that type of stuff. So there's like minecart levels and everything. Same basic mechanics as the last game, but
that sounds enough to make it to hold your attention maybe a little better because the last one was really good. But
oh yeah, yeah. But God, and this one's exclusive to the 360, like Xbox Live, which originally Joe Danger was exclusive to PSN, and then it eventually came to Xbox.
Right.
But this one's published by Microsoft.
Boy, there's three Xbox Live Arcade games this week. I mean, it's getting a little ridiculous, all these games coming out now. It's too much. Too many games.
Joe Danger is the Friday release this week.
Right, right.
They like to sneak out the really good games, or potentially really good games, from what I played at PAX last year.
Right.
On Fridays.
Interesting.
So, Cheapy, are you done with the maid?
I am done.
Okay, you didn't Schwarzenegger her,
honey,
did you?
I'm all yours. I didn't what?
He didn't Schwarzenegger her, did you?
That's no. We're in the same territory, though.
Did you? Do you want to talk?
Yeah,
about
we'll talk
hockey.
So,
talk about hockey. I'm going to take a nap.
Right. It'll be very fast because I've only played the demo. I ordered I actually ordered the game and it came yesterday. But unlike last year's version, it is region locked. So that was like $70 down the toilet.
Don't you have multiple 360s for multiple regions, though?
Yeah, but I only have one that has HDMI, and it's just too much effort to have to. I have to basically move my entire, TV stand and to get back.
I set up an entire room for NBA Baller Beats.
Right. Well, that's you. You have a mansion, so you have the space to do that. I have a living room and I have an office, and that's my area. So I heard, I typed in NHL 13 region free, and the torrent sites, because everything is available on the torrent sites, show that the PAL version is region free. So I went ahead and ordered the PAL version. So I'm pretty heavily invested into this game at this point. So that PAL version better be region free, because otherwise I'm like $150 in the hole and I have no hockey game.
So what are you hoping to get out of this one that wasn't in last year's game? What's the difference here?
The big change this year was that they redid the entire skating system. So now everything, it's all physics based. So if you're going the faster you're going, the more difficult it is to turn now. And the wider that you'll turn. So you actually, if you want to make like a sharp cuts, you got to slow down before you turn. And it changes the game dramatically. It feels totally different.
That reminds me of the ice worlds on Mario.
Well, it's ice.
I know. I don't like that though.
But when you're playing a hockey game and if you're looking for realism, you sort of need to go there. And it does make a big difference. There's a demo. I played the demo. That's how I know.
Why did it take this long for them to come up with that idea?
Dude, I have a feeling that they've got the next 15 NHLs planned out, and they have a big spreadsheet, and they put in the features that they're going to add, and they're like, you know what, let's not put this in NHL 15. Let's save this feature for NHL 17. Because another thing they added, that they just added for this year, was, you know, they have this ultimate team mode with the virtual hockey cards where they try to get you to buy money on the fake hockey cards. And one feature that they never had before was the auto, a line assistant, where it would actually just make the lines for you, because it takes fucking forever to do this. And when you're having to change your roster a lot, like, you know, guys retire, they get injured or whatever, and you have a lot of lines. You have like the four regular lines, you got the power play lines, you got the shorthanded lines,
got the white lines,
It takes forever.
White
so
lines.
Right. So they finally added
something passion.
Right. They finally added the line assistant to this year. So that's, I might actually play Hockey Ultimate Team if it actually comes out, if the actual game is region free for me. But it seems really solid. It looks like the replays look better. They don't look as choppy as they did before. So I'm looking forward to it. There's like actually a CAG league that is basically full. There's a new GM connected mode where you can play a full online league and have full like GM options. And apparently there's an iPhone companion app coming out with that. So you can mess
with
your team.
To clarify, GM stands for Games Master.
Right, exactly. So the only problem is apparently you have to play a full season, which is 82 games. There's no shortened season option. And I did the quick math on that. And it's basically, you know, with playoffs and everything, that's like 100 games that you have to play, which would take about 40 hours at least to do per person. So it seems very unlikely that anybody would actually be able to make it through a full season and playoffs if you can't shorten the season at all. So hopefully they fix that. They patch that option in, but I don't know.
For 14, they'll do that. Next year, 2 years?
Right, yeah, that's on the spreadsheet, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, we don't want to give them everything. We don't want to make it too good this year because no one will buy it next year. But anyway, so that's NHL 13. They better be region free, pal.
Pal.
What
listen
else?
Here, pally.
Yeah.
I think that's it for new releases.
Sure. There's some older games coming out that people might be interested in. PSN's getting Anomaly Warzone Earth, which was fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good game.
I have it.
Jet Set Radio HD, I guess, is out for PlayStation Plus members. I don't know if it's out for everybody yet.
No, just PlayStation Plus this week. Everyone next week.
And that's pretty good. Red Johnson finally came out for 360, I think.
I don't even know what that is.
It's your dog's penis.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Yeah, it's supposedly pretty good. It's like an adventure game, I think. Like an old
school. I played one episode. I think it was episodic on PSN.
Hmm.
And I think I played like one episode of it. Or maybe I'm thinking of a different game. It was okay.
All right. Let's do a quick spot from our friends at GoDaddy who got attacked last night, a couple days ago, maybe. And it affected us because we use their DNS service. So, but everything's better now. GoDaddy's good. So you can have some coupon codes for you for your domain registration and web hosting needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. That's GoDaddy.com. When they get attacked, they fix it pretty quick. That's their new motto.
Is that their new motto?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good motto. I like that.
Here's their new motto. When they get attacked while I'm sleeping, they fix it before I wake up. Yay. All right. Some contests, I think. We have a bunch of codes for Walking Dead Episode 3. We still have those, right?
We have three of them, I believe.
I think.
We have more than three.
Didn't we get three of them each?
I think
maybe. Yeah.
I think we have six of them. Unless you gave them away. Because I used one for my own personal.
Yeah.
If you still have that email ship, I didn't use my code and you could give it away.
All right. Seven.
So I'm happy to donate my code.
How are we going to do it? Why are you not playing that game, by the way?
It's not that I'm not playing it. It's just, you know what? I honestly don't have the time to play all the stuff I want to play. And if the option is to give it to a fan as opposed to me putting it on the back burner, I'd rather give it to someone.
You're a sweetheart.
If I really want to play it, I'll spend the $5 later. It's okay.
Wait a minute. Who are you and what did you do with Wombat? The game is, I think it's fantastic. I got to say, it's one of my favorite games this year, for sure.
I'm not saying, I know it's great.
I know. Just, there's a lot of games out there and there's not a lot of time to play. You don't have to make excuses. I know how it is.
I still have two games and another one coming next week and the thing with the stuff.
Sure. But for me, like, I need games that I can play with Mrs. Cheapy that she's interested in. And I had to really twist her arm to get her to even give it a shot because she heard, adventure game, heavy on story, not action, no RPG elements. That's, red flag for her. But she got sucked in pretty quickly. And I haven't finished episode 3 yet, but it's pretty awesome so far. I really can't recommend it enough. I don't even watch the TV show, and I think it's... I mean, I have no Walking Dead.
It has nothing
experience
to do with the TV show.
I know, but I'm just saying I'm not invested in Walking Dead at all. I don't care about it either way. But the game is, it's great.
The game is the most interesting thing that I've had time with Walking Dead. Like, I watched some of the TV show and it was all right. I just didn't get hooked. I've read a little bit of the comics. Again, it was fine, but this is really unique. Like,
the story is so well done. The only negative I can say is, like, technically it's not amazing in terms of, the graphics and things like
really?
That.
Really? I really like the graphics.
I mean, I like the look of it, but there's a little bit of stuttering sometimes and the loading can be. I mean, I'm just saying if I have to nitpick, but the things that matter, the story, the characters, the voice acting, they're all great. They're all fantastic. And that's really what matters. And it has a lot of jaw-dropping, holy shit moments in there where, you can't believe that this is happening. And episode 3 is no exception so far. It's pretty amazing. Have you finished episode 3 yet?
No, we're still working. I'm playing with Mrs. Shipwreck. We're still working on episode 2.
Which is
we
awesome.
Haven't found time to sit down. Like,
yeah,
we like to sit down and just play through a whole episode at once.
Yeah, we did that maybe with episode 2. I think we did that in 2 sittings, but this one is taking longer. But it's I can't recommend it enough. I mean, it's really Walking Dead is just it's fantastic. So how are we giving these away? If you write a comment in the thread that is, you know, something beyond just, you know, give me your free code, something about the show and mention that you also are interested in the code, then you will have a chance to win. We'll pick some winners that way randomly. How does that sound?
It sounds good to me.
Okay. I see the August NPDs came out. Should we talk about that briefly?
No one bought anything.
Right. Everybody stayed inside and masturbated.
Pretty much. It was the GPD month of August.
Darksiders 2 came out on top, though.
It did. We
can all be happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. But it didn't sell that many.
247,000 copies isn't
decent.
It's okay. I mean, September numbers are going to be so much different. It probably, you know, would 200. The question is 247,000. Would that even is that going to crack the top 5 for September or even the top 10 for September?
Well, but we're talking about Darksiders 2. This isn't. I mean, it's not a blockbuster.
No, it's not. And the game is a lot of fun. We could talk about that a little bit whilst it's on the docket.
Sure.
Because I'm pretty far into that game. Actually, I'm probably getting close to the end. The game took a little bit of a backseat for a game we'll talk about in a little bit. But, I mean, that game is a lot of fun. And it does have a lot going for it. I'll give it that much. For those who haven't played it, it does borrow heavily from a lot of other genres to make...
That's all it does. It does it really well, though.
But it does it really well. I mean, it's got a little bit of Zelda in there. It's got some RPG in there. It's got a lot of loot in there. And it, you know, and it all works, which is, that's what's the crazy part, is that it really does all work. And that's what I like about it.
Apparently, though, it doesn't work in that there's some pretty big game-breaking bugs in it. My friend Peter put about 7 hours into it, and his game got destroyed.
And it's on either, what platform?
He is... I don't know. Apparently, it affects all versions, though, he told me. He's looked into it. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you besides what he told me, but there it is.
Interesting, because I haven't seen anything like that. I was going to say, my complaints about the game are twofold. One, you pick up a ton of loot, which is cool. The problem is that everything has like 3 or 4 looks to it. So it would be nice if there was a little bit of variety, even if it was just a palette change.
Oh, you mean like the weapons?
Yeah, like if I have if I pick up a purple item that looks the same as my green item, that just maybe something on that purple item, make it glow or something. Like,
oh, it doesn't do that? That's lame.
Yeah, it's a little, it's not enough of a change in a lot of the items. Some of the secondary weapons are really cool. Like some of them, you know, are like there's like maybe 6 different secondary weapons, maybe more. And that is really cool. But it's like, oh, and here are the, you know,
well, the,
4
the
sets
effects
of armor.
Are different, though. No, there's more armor than that.
I don't know.
The armor, you look very different.
Maybe it's a matter of perspective. I don't think it looks all that different to me.
There's armor where he doesn't have, like, basically is wearing nothing on his chest. And then there's, like, other armor he's completely covered in robes. And
yeah, but there's only, like, 5 different ones. There's the ones where he's covered, ones where he's not covered, and ones where he's half covered. And that's basically it. Otherwise, they're all...
But you have all the different accessories, like on his arms and his legs and everything.
Yeah, you find there's like 4 different pairs of gloves and 4 different pairs of boots.
You realize, though, this is a multiplication. Let's do some wombat math.
So, like, yes, you could do one of the 4 different armors with one of the 4 different boots and one of the 4 different gloves. And if you then you change it, yes, there are lots of permutations. But I don't know. I would just like, for the amount of stuff you pick up, I just would like there to be not necessarily... A major design change, but maybe just more differences in the and even in the colors would be enough for me. And it's a nitpick. Yeah. It's nitpicky. I'm very well aware that I'm making a very nitpicky comment about this game.
Dude likes purple. He wears purple.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is purple.
That's cool.
I guess. Anyway.
THQ, the games where you wear purple.
Yes. It's a very nitpicky thing to complain about. The other thing that I was going to complain about, and I feel like I already lost my train of thought on it. It's good. Sometimes I feel like there are long stretches where something...
You need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
He needs a companion, a little monkey or something that rides on his shoulder.
Something.
Maybe his crow. He could talk to his crow.
Right. Something needs to be talking like back to him.
Hmm. He needs a mechanical owl.
Sure.
That could work.
Elsewhere on this list is NPD August 2012. So Darksiders is number one. Super Mario Brothers 2 for the 3DS number two.
Highest 3DS game ever.
240,000 copies. And number three, another 3DS game, Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance, sold 200,000 copies.
How crazy do you think this drives Sony? Like, knowing that they're never going to have a Vita game in the top 10 of NPD.
Ever?
Never. It's never going to happen.
Hmm. Put it on the board.
Tell me what game.
The Call of Duty game.
Mm-mm.
It won't be on there because won't they count that?
No, I think it's a different SKU. A different title.
Yeah, it has its own title. I say if anything, it would be the Call of Duty game, and I say
I would say if anything, that would have the chance, but the time of year that's coming out, I just don't see that happening.
It's a fun bet anyway. It's not like we're betting anything other than pride, and it makes the show more interesting, so I'll take it. I'll take the bet. And I'll say that at least one Vita game cracks the top 10 before the new year.
It seems unlikely, doesn't it?
It does seem unlikely, but it doesn't matter.
Really fucking unlikely.
It adds tension to the NPDs.
Right. They barely sold any Vitas.
I know.
This month or August. Somebody sent me the number. I forgot what it was. It was 40,000 or something.
Yeah, it's not doing well. I saw one at the pawn shop the other day.
Nice. Also on this is number four, NCAA Football 13, Lego Batman 2, number five, which is a great game.
Yeah, it is great. That game is awesome.
Sleeping Dogs, number six. Yeah, I guess you were right. That game kind of bombed out, didn't it? 172.
It was called Sleeping Dogs.
Bad name.
And yeah.
Can't put sleeping in the title of your game. People think, oh, that's going to be boring.
Maybe spell it DAWGS.
Yes, and then put an X on the end of it.
I think that's what it needed.
Hmm. Transformers: Fall of Cybertron, number seven.
I played that. That's all right. That Transformers game is all right. It's a really good storyline and characters. Like if you're into Generation 1 Transformers, because
mm-hmm.
It totally sets up coming to Earth for the next game. And like you get to play as all the good, like the different characters, Optimus and Starscream. You switch back and forth between the two sides.
I just can't get past the fact, and I might give it a try, but I'm having a hard time getting past the fact that when you transform, you don't look like anything that I know. You look like, you don't look like a truck.
When you're Grimlock, you do.
I know. I just want to play the next one. Can't they just make the next one already?
That's kind of what it feels like the whole time I was playing it, was like, man, they're really going to go to Earth in the next one. I wish we could beat it on Earth already.
Right, and that's why I don't want to play this one, because I figure it'll make the next one more special. But then I feel like if everybody has that attitude, they're not going to be able to make another one.
Yeah, I mean, I think like around the $40 price point, I definitely think it's worth that. Especially, I haven't played in the multiplayer, but it looks cool because you can combine different pieces of different Transformers to make your own Transformer.
Yeah, I tried the multiplayer. I played the demo.
Okay.
I played the demo of the single player too. Seems solid. It seems really solid. I mean,
it's not the most exciting game like as far as mechanics go. I mean, you're basically strafing around and shooting people and then yelling at the TV screen where little no-name robots kill Megatron when you're playing as Megatron.
Right.
It's like, this would not happen. Like, he would just kill everyone here.
I just need to see the real G1 character models. It's just, I don't know.
The robot forms are very reminiscent. Yeah. But I mean, Metroplex is in it. Metroplex is pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see. Number 8, Batman Arkham City. Number still hanging around. I guess because they had the Game of the Year edition. Call of Duty Black Ops, still there, number 9. And Amazing Spider-Man, number 10.
Also a decent game.
Yes.
Good job buying video games, everybody that went out and bought video games.
Right. Way to buy video games.
You know my other problem with Darksiders 2 is?
There it is.
Death. So you're playing as the Grim Reaper, and yet he can die. Dude, who's killing him?
What? That's your problem.
It's just weird to me.
Well, it's hard to make a game otherwise.
It's like this weird, like, okay, I will suspend my disbelief that when the Grim Reaper dies, somehow else he is carried to wherever he's getting carried to, when really that's his job.
Right, he has to carry himself.
Yeah. Like, he shouldn't be able to die. It should be like Shocking the Forever Man. The Genesis classic.
Okay. All right. I don't know what you're talking about, but we're going to move on.
Really? You never played that game? That game was awesome.
I have not.
It's cool. He wore a cowboy hat.
What else do we have here that we want to talk about under multi-platforming? I played some Rock Band Blitz.
So did I. I haven't played it since the update, though. We haven't talked about it at all.
I like it. I have a hard time figuring out what I need to do to maximize my scores. I mean, I think I know what I need to do, but maybe I just have a hard time doing it. I can't quite figure it out, but I do love the fact that all my Rock Band 3 DLC works in the game. And vice versa, you can the songs that come with Rock Band Blitz, you can play in Rock Band 3. So just the fact that I can play We Are Young on the piano in Rock Band 3 is almost worth the price of admission by itself. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Almost. But yeah. I really like the game. I think it's great. I find that sometimes it's, you know, pushing the A button for, you know, or whatever face button you want to push for the notes on the right makes sense. I find sometimes using the analog stick or even the D-pad, depending upon what I find comfortable at the time, for those left notes feels a little less intuitive.
You can make it so you use the triggers or the shoulder buttons, I believe, as well.
Okay, I think I need to switch to the triggers, and I actually didn't know that. I think I need to do that, because I find it a little...
Yeah, you can switch it to that, and then you switch tracks with the analog stick or the D-pad.
Okay, but that also may be a little more cumbersome, because I like using the triggers to switch the tracks.
A lot of complaints here from Wombat.
God.
How dare I? How dare
you can't
I
die in this game either. You're not even playing as Death in this game and you can't die.
Yeah, you can't die in this game. I don't
I like the what?
I was gonna say I don't think the currency system works too well, but I know they revamped it and I haven't played it since.
It's fine now. It's fine. Does not plenty. Make a difference now.
Okay.
Like, now you get plenty of money. Coins. You can roll with 3 power ups every time you go out there.
Yeah.
There that should you know, I mean, not that I made the game, so who am I to criticize, but the way to maximize your score is to use those power-ups, GPUS before.
Yes, yes.
But to limit the ability to use them, to use any of them, I think may not work. I can understand, like, getting a better power-up, but I still think, like, you know,
it's
what is
it? It's not limited really anymore, though. I mean, yeah, they I yeah. think what they were, their plan was, okay, we're going to make people grind a little bit to, you know, so that they can earn the power-ups in the first place and then actually use them. But then they just decided that, fuck
well,
it.
That and you get double coins when you try a new song, when you play a song you haven't played before. Hmm. So I think they were hoping that that would get people to buy more DLC.
Right.
But it's just better this way. This will get people to buy more DLC because it's more fun to play when you have all the power-ups.
And the Facebook integration is pretty nice. Like, you can challenge your friends to like score wars, and I challenged Shipwreck, and he beat me pretty handily. I thought I was doing pretty good, but I haven't gotten 5 stars on any songs yet.
Yeah, me neither. I've yet to get 5 stars on anything.
So I challenged you, Wombat, but I think it expired. I figured I had a chance against you, maybe.
Thanks.
I think I have two more songs of the 25 that came with to 5-star. Hmm. You can get above 5 stars, too. You can get gold stars.
Damn. That was just fun. I just like listening to the music and playing a game with
it. And the songs, it does come with a really good soundtrack. It has some great songs on it, and it's definitely worth checking out. I thoroughly enjoy it. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of my complaints today have been very nitpicky, but, you know.
Whatever.
Exactly. What do you have to complain about with Plants vs. Zombies Pinball?
It could use more Spider-Man. Actually, I like that one a lot. I have no complaints about Plants vs. Zombies Pinball.
It's really good.
It is really good. Like, it's a lot of fun. It does a lot of unique stuff. Sabrina and I played it on Saturday morning. Elliot now takes gymnastics on Saturday mornings. So it's Sabrina and I alone in the house.
Ty is really into pinball now.
He's fun. It's a great game for kids, especially, you know, Ty and Sabrina are both 4.
It makes sense. It's Plants vs. Zombies, so it feels more casual and friendly than some of the other tables.
Hmm.
It seems like you can stay alive a lot longer.
I can see that. You know what? They give you a lot of free balls in that game. I find that most games I wind up with 5 as opposed to 3 balls. Hmm. So, yeah, you write your own joke.
You can always use an extra ball.
Exactly, yeah. So, but no, it is. It's pretty cool.
From PAX, he got the little acorn dude from the acorn stuffed animal thing from Plants vs. Zombies. So I think he could appreciate the pinball machine. He asked me what the acorn.
Are you talking about a walnut?
Walnut.
Okay.
Not acorn. He asked me what the what its power was, what its superpower was. And I couldn't remember what the point of it was. It just blocks?
It just blocks, and then the zombies come up and eat it.
Okay. Even though I finished that game, I couldn't remember. Okay. I'm like, I don't know that it has superpowers, but
go to sleep. The cool thing, too, is with the zombies on PSN, they launched the Zen Pinball 2. And so all the tables you bought previously and anything new, you get it for both the Vita and the PS3.
Value.
Yeah, so I've been playing a lot of Zen Pinball on the Vita. It looks great. And you can play it vertical too.
Oh, so cool. Hold the PSP, how does that work?
PS Vita. Then it just uses the touchscreen for your
Nice.
Yeah, it looks great. Sure. I switch back and forth cuz sometimes I like the mechanical feel of the
triggers.
I don't know, the shoulder buttons or whatever.
Mm.
But
all right.
It looks really good on the Vita.
Cool. Let's see. I could talk about the Steam Big Picture mode.
I'm so excited to hear all about it.
It's going to be a very quick discussion. So Steam has developed an interface, if you haven't heard, for use for people who have their PCs hooked up to the television and are sitting on the couch and using an Xbox controller. So think Xbox Live dashboard, but with a really great interface because it really is very smooth. You can access all your games. You can access the store. You can access your friends list. It even went so far as that when you push the guide, if you're playing a game and you push, you know, the Xbox Jewel, the guide button, whatever they call that, it brings up the interface. I mean, it's really amazing how well, what a great job they did with it. It was far surpassed my expectations.
It's amazing.
It's amazing and interesting and fascinating.
They made it work like a 360.
No, they made it better.
Well, but
it has a browser. It has. Well, you know, how long did it take for the Xbox to get like Twitter and stuff like that? So they have all that.
Xbox doesn't need Twitter.
Well, it's because it sucks when you use it.
Well, right.
But this works. This doesn't suck. That's the difference.
Well, that's because you're using it on a PC that's much more powerful than a 2005 right. Xbox.
Right. So
you're not using it on 7-year-old hardware.
Right. All I'm saying is that they did a very good job with it, and I will be using it. And some people were confused on how you get into this beta because it's in beta right now. So what you got to do is, and you got to go into the Steam client and go under settings, and you'll see there's like a list of betas that you can join. And there's only one choice. It's like Steam client beta. And you just do that and download and you're in. It's very good. Very impressive. I like it a lot. What else we got?
I don't know if I'll ever use it.
Well, why don't you hook your TV, PC up to your TV?
Because it's not in the same room.
Why don't you move it into that room?
That's not where it lives.
Why don't you give it a new home?
Because I designed a very nice home for it in the pinball arcade machine PC room.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want?
I was waiting for that one. Like, is he going to just say it, or do I have to say it for him?
Right. I think you should do that. It's good. You like it. You like it. It's good. What else? I don't know what Terraria is. Somebody put this on here.
Oh, I just thought it was a funny post. It was on Destructoid. Basically, there's a PC game that's quite popular called Terraria. And they were hyping up that something was going to happen on their Facebook page. And their PC fans, of which there are a lot of, were very excited. And they were hoping for this big announcement. And the big announcement when it finally came was that the game is coming to Xbox Live and PlayStation Network with new content.
Ah, so like, wow, you've not only are we disappointed that it's nothing new for us, it's we're getting screwed.
That, yeah. So there were thousands of these angry comments on their Facebook page. Although the Facebook page doesn't say that this new content won't be available on PC.
It'll come to PC.
Exactly.
As well.
It'll come to PC as well, and it'll probably be free. And I think game cost...
I don't understand how you could get mad at them.
I think this game cost... Yeah, Steam was selling this game for less than $5 recently also, where this game will probably be like $10 to $15 on PSN or Xbox Live. Plus, it's already had numerous free updates already. So people are really complaining that they're about what I don't know. I don't know what they're complaining about. They're complaining that the new content is going to come out probably the same time as the PlayStation and the Xbox, and for them it'll be free for a game that they paid one third the price of Xbox players. I don't know. I think it's an overreaction.
Why don't you just tell me what you're complaining about?
Yeah, it's a way for that company to make money.
Exactly.
I mean, they saw what Minecraft did on Xbox Live. I mean, console players want this Minecraft type experience, and it just makes sense. Like, they want to make money. That's what they're there for.
Right. Should we talk about Mark, Mark the Ninja?
Yeah, we should.
I love that guy.
He's awesome. Yeah, it was your idea, so I retitled it.
The title of that game is horrible.
Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah. It's just so bland and forgettable.
What would you call it?
Sleeping Ninjas.
Tenchu.
Tenchu, I don't know if that's exactly it. They maybe could have gotten that title.
They might have. You never know. It's been a dead franchise for quite a while. Mark of the Ninja
Mark of the Ninja. Man, that game's fantastic.
Oh, it's so good. That's what's taking me away from Darksiders. As soon as I started playing Mark of the Ninja, like, forget this other game with its crappy loot. I'm playing Mark of the Ninja, which actually has better loot in it. So
it's got good loot.
I haven't gotten to the loot parts yet.
Oh, it's so good. I know. You haven't even played the second level yet.
No.
I know. I checked on the leaderboards.
You need to play it.
You need to play
it. I've been playing. It's good. I like it.
You played the first level. What did you play, 10 minutes?
No, I played more than that. I played some last night. I've been playing
it. Okay.
It gets so much better once you get all the new killing abilities.
I only got one. I've only unlocked one new killing ability.
I've got like 3 or 4 of them now. I think there's like 1 or 2 that I really need. It's that game. For those who don't know what this game is about, as we talk about it with only by saying it's so good, which is so...
Right, that helps a lot.
It's really descriptive for a podcast. It's a 2D side-scroller stealth action game where you play as a ninja named Mark and and you need to get from point A to point B, essentially. And how you get from point A to point B is you can sneak across without killing anybody, or you could kill everybody in a sneaky style. And it's really up to you. And it you know, getting a high score is addictive. If I get caught and I lose that 800 points, I restart my checkpoint every time.
Yeah, I just let them kill me.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What that's
yeah.
what I do. Too.
Yeah,
or just like, shoot me.
Just shoot me.
Just kill me.
Just shoot me. I'll start over from this checkpoint again. I mean, and doing things in different ways or ways that you, it's like, well, I don't even know if they thought I could do it this way, but I'm going to do it this way.
They did.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But, you know, to be able to think that way in a game is always exciting. And this game
think
does
about
it
how
well.
Hard it is to make a stealth game, which isn't frustrating
or boring.
It's like,
you're
or
not
boring. It's yeah. basically impossible, and they've done it.
Yeah, you're not waiting. There's no waiting. You're not sitting somewhere for 30 seconds waiting for someone to walk past, and you're always thinking, what's the best way to get from point A to point B? Do I go up? Do I go down? Do I use a smoke bomb here? Should I just
kill the guy?
Should I just kill the guy? Yeah. You know what I think is really funny? When you kill people, it's this gruesome animated shortcut scene of you slicing a guy in half, which looks great. When you do it to a dog, you just kick the dog and knock it out. You don't actually, yes. you don't kill dogs.
Right, they don't want to anger PETA.
Exactly. Killing,
humans don't have a PETA.
Yeah, I threw some off some pretty high buildings, though.
Oh, from underneath? I mean, you could do all sorts of, like, really cool... You know what this game really would work well as? This game...
Spider-Man
or Batman. Either way. Yeah, it would make a great Batman game. It totally would work.
Have you gotten into scaring the other guards much yet?
I've scared a couple. Because I think there's one where one mission where you need to scare a guard using a mine to get the metal for it. And I did that one.
Okay. It's so fun once you start scaring the guards with the dead bodies of the other guards. Like, if they don't see you, you can grab a guard. Like, somebody you just killed, because you can drag the guys around and hide them and everything. But you can grab a guard and just, like, throw them off a ledge down at another guard. And they just freak out and start shooting, like, the other guards and everything. Anything that moves.
Oh, wow.
There's so much depth to the game.
I like hanging from a chain, grabbing a guard from below, and then leaving him dangling in the air. I think that's cool every time.
Later you can, if you kill a guard anywhere, you can drag him to a grapple point and hang him up there, and that also freaks the other guards out.
Yeah, I have that.
Walk by and see a guy.
It's available to unlock. I just don't have the skill points for it.
You said it took you about 9 hours to finish it?
Yeah. It's the way the game, like, I thought I was almost done because it just shows you, like, maybe 4 or 5 levels, like, kind of outlined there. But that's, like, only a third of it. Like, it keeps going.
Wow. And there's replay value, too, to get the high scores and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a new game plus. There's all the achievements are fun. Like, trying to get through an entire level without being seen or without killing anybody is, like, extremely satisfying because you get to parts and you're like, there's a dude staring right at where I need to go. Like, what am I supposed to do here? And then, like, you just look at what you brought with you and you just figure out, like, can I really do that? And, like, sure enough, like, you can get past that dude if you just, like, think your way through it.
Exactly. And that's what's so satisfying. You know, when I, you know, killed the head of the guards, that one mission where you get to the top of the tower and you have the option of can you kill him without being seen? And at first I leaned up against the door and I'm like, there's no way you could do this. And I'm like, then I went to the map and I'm like, but there's another path. And as soon as I figured that out and how to take out the snipers and what I was supposed to cut, and you take when you actually take him out, it's really cool and it's so well thought out. It totally awesome. Works. It really is one of the best live games I've played this year.
Ever. Yeah. It's one of the best live games ever. And it's so, like, kind of unassuming, too, because I don't think that Cleve, or Clay, or however you pronounce it, the people behind Shank and Each Chowdown, I don't think they or Microsoft, like, quite realized how good it was.
Well, they put it out on a Friday, right? With no announcement. You couldn't even find it, like, on the dashboard.
No, it was hard to find.
Yeah, you had to actually go into the marketplace to find it. There was no. Now there's a little quote unquote ad or whatever you call that banner mentioning it, but last week it wasn't.
It was funny because I was playing it last night and I was on the couch and Sabrina was supposed to be sleeping and she crawled out of her bed and she was wearing slippers, so I couldn't hear her walking on the carpet. and she was standing behind the wall so I couldn't see her while I was playing. And then when I finally realized that she was not in bed, she goes, "Daddy, can I be a ninja too?" And I said, "When you grow up."
Nice. all right. So we love Mark the Ninja.
Mark the Ninja.
Yes. Let's skip this shit. What is Legacista?
That is a PSN game that I was playing. It's very cool. It's a dungeon crawler, kind of roguelike. If people are familiar with Cladoon, it's similar in style to that, except it looks a lot better. So the way it works is like it's kind of a overhead Zelda looking thing, and you go down in the dungeons and you get loot, and it almost kind of has a gauntlet type of thing to it too, because it has like you have keys, but maybe you want to use a key to get into this room instead of that room, and you kind of work your way around, then you come back out, you have new loot. It's fun. I wish it was on a portable. I could play it on Vita instead of PS3.
Mm.
But I think it's like, I want to say it's like $30 too, because it was in Japan, it was like a full on disc release.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
that's asking a lot for people to pay $30 for something like that, I think.
It is. But at the same time, like, it's a very like niche Japanese, like, dungeon crawler. So like the people who want to play it are probably going to buy it for $30.
Gotcha.
But if it gets down to like 15, like a normal, like downloadable title price,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest people check it out. Like, I don't know if there's a demo, but it's pretty long too. Like, and it has randomized dungeons and everything that keep going for infinity, I guess. But I like it. It's just, I would play a lot more of it if it transferred over to Vita. There's no reason it couldn't.
Right. So moving on to Nintendo. So I guess there's a big event on Thursday where they're supposed to reveal the release date and the price of the Wii U.
In New York on Thursday. I'm not going.
Wombat will be there.
Yeah. They didn't invite me. I probably couldn't go anyway. They didn't invite me. I didn't get an invitation.
You're the guy that's maybe going to buy a 3DS, and they didn't invite you.
I know, right? Don't they know who I am?
Yeah. Sagata Sanshiro 1 wants to know how exited are you for the Wii U?
Quite exited.
I'm pretty exited. I'm more exited than I am excited. I'll tell you that. I don't know that. Have you met anyone that's exited for the Wii U? Do you know anyone who's like, oh my god, I can't wait for the Wii U to come out?
No. I'm so curious to know what comes in the box. How much they're going to charge for it.
Are we going to make predictions right now?
That's what I put on the outline.
I know. That's why I asked the question.
I say the thing will cost $299.99.
Okay.
And it will come with the Wii U controller, one of those, and one Wiimote.
What about games?
No games. Well, no, it has to come with something, right? It'll come with that stupid Wii theme park game that we saw at E3. That's a
Nintendo Land?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Nintendo Land plus one, what do you call that? Not the Nunchuck.
No, one Wiimote.
Okay, got it. All right, Shipwreck. Like how I'm going last, by the way.
Yeah. Some typing. I think $299.99.
Okay.
I think the same price. Mm-hmm. Nintendo Land, what? That controlled with Wiimotes?
No, it controlled with...
Both. Both.
Is it both?
Yeah.
Is it both? Hmm. I'm not convinced they're packing in Nintendo Land.
Aha! Uh-huh.
I think it's $299 with just a Wiimote.
No game.
No, I think maybe there might be like a sampler.
But you think it'll come with
a demo disc.
But you think it comes with the Wiimote and the Wii U controller.
It's definitely coming with a Wii U controller. That's a given.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and now my prediction.
$1.
See... right. $298. No. You know, See, here I'm conflicted because I think for them to really have a chance at being successful, they got to come in at $249.99.
Sure. But can they?
But can they? You know what? I think they can. I think they can do it. I think they can do it. I'm writing down $249.99.
I would say for console and only the new fancy controller, no Wiimote, no game.
I'm saying $249.99 with Nintendo Land and... Nintendo Land and... I mean, with the Wiimote or not? They got to be able to crank out those Wiimotes for like no money at this point. I'm saying $249.99, Nintendo Land, and a Wiimote.
Wow, that's bold.
Let's see. I'm a real rebel, let me tell you. All right. And speaking of events, Apple, tomorrow, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Apple iPhone 5?
Yep.
Who's buying it?
My wife is.
I am. Shipwreck?
I will be once my 2 years is up. So sometime in the spring.
Yeah. I say my wife's contract is up. She's been stalling. So she'll get
one.
I'm
just buying it. I'm buying it right now.
I bet you are.
I'm good like that.
Either of you played Super Hexagon yet? Speaking of the iPhone? You guys need to pick that up. It's $1.
Too much.
I know.
No. You like it? You tell me you like that?
I really like that game. My top score, I think, is 25 seconds.
That sounds horrible.
It is. Actually, I think I was in the top 45% last time I checked, as far as high score goes.
Nothing to brag about.
A lot of people have the game. I'm better than half the people with the game.
All right. I guess I'll check it out.
If you think
it doesn't sound like something I would like.
I think you should give it a shot. It's you know what it is also? I like that there are decent iOS games out there that cost $1 that don't have 900 microtransactions as soon as you start playing it. I am done and I will never play again a game where I do something and have to come back in 45 minutes to do the next thing.
Right.
I'm done with those forever.
Did you play Airport Security? Airport Scanner?
No. Is that good? Am I supposed to pick that up too?
Yeah, it's free.
Okay.
And it doesn't have that, it doesn't meet your qualification of being evil. So.
Okay, good.
So you should check that out. What about, there's also rumors that the iPad mini is coming out or going to be announced as well. Anyone interested in that?
No, thanks.
Sure.
Shipwreck's in. Shipwreck's
sure.
Signed up Shipwreck for an iPad mini and an iPhone 5 when his contract is up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
have the original iPad, so.
It's time. Yeah, I don't know if I need that, although it might be good for Ty.
How about all those Kindle Fires?
Right, I forgot about that. Thank you for mentioning that. You know, as far as the Kindle Fires go, or the Kindle in general, I'm really only interested in the ebook version. And that Paperwhite thing looks pretty cool. So I don't know if I would buy another Kindle Fire right now, because I still have one that I'm not using. I don't know if I, you know, how many freaking tablets? I have two iPads. Like,
we actually use our Fire a lot in this house. So
for the Amazon streaming?
No, my wife uses it all the time for like web browsing on the couch.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it actually we don't have any other tablets in this house.
Right, so you use it.
So we use it.
I have two. Yeah. I have two, so I don't.
Exactly. No, if you are looking for a cheap alternative to the iPad, I still recommend it. And the new ones look good. I don't know if I'd want to get that mega one, even if it does have, you know, $50 a year 3G service.
Right. I think it's $50 for the first year.
Does it go up after that?
But they give you so little that you could use it. Yeah. You would use it up like instantly, basically. If you try to stream a movie or something. But the Paperwhite e-reader. I like the e-reader stuff, so that's what I'm interested in. But even I just bought a Kindle, and it's fine. Like, I don't think I really need the backlight and shit like that. But whatever. It looks cool. Let's move on to the CAG bag. Show us your tweets. First, we have to give a shout-out to Jason, a.k.a. the Red Worm, and Emily, who are celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary later this month. Apparently, even Emily listens to this show. So we do have at least one female listener. So that's good. We got that going for us.
She's already married, though.
What's that? Yeah.
She's already married, though. And with child.
So forget it, Wombat. She's not going to be your groupie.
Oh, darn it. Darn it all.
Also want to know if they have any advice, because they have a child on the way.
Put it back. Any
advice from us. Put it back. Stop. Is it too late? I don't know. Whatever. Just hope you don't need sleep.
Yeah. But you don't. You know what? It's just the first year. The no sleep thing.
It gets easier.
It does. You only have one kid, so for you it's you have one kid that's four, so you're already out of the woods.
It'll be five next month.
Yeah, so it's easy for you. Two is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Hustler Kid writes in, whoops, and I just pulled my headphone right out of my ear. I was wondering what you guys thought of PlayStation All-Stars. You guys kind of skipped the subject last episode. What do you think of the roster? What do you want it added to it? Farms of gameplay? Why aren't you guys interested? Right. You answered your own question. I'm not really interested. I never really cared for that whole like Super Smash Brothers vibe.
Yeah. No, it doesn't do that much for me either.
I didn't care for it on Nintendo, and I just, you know.
I'm the only one of us that's played it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Meh. I don't know. It's not. It's Smash Brothers. It's definitely that. With, I guess, if you like Sony characters better than Nintendo characters.
And you like Smash Brothers.
And you like Smash Brothers. It's Smash Brothers, like, I always feel like I have no idea what's going on. And it seems like, I don't know, like somebody wins. And
I don't know why.
Yeah, people are really good at Smash Brothers. Like, I get that there's a whole scene out there for it. But it just doesn't, there's too much chaos going on. Like, just doesn't capture my attention. But I did win at E3 in PlayStation All-Stars.
Nice. Congratulations.
I know. I was pretty
you pushed all
pretty
the buttons.
Excited. I was so excited because I couldn't tell, like, two of us were playing as Sly Cooper.
Right.
And I could not tell if I won or the other guy won.
So how do you know you won?
Because up on my screen, it said, you won.
Oh, sweet.
And then I handed the Vita back to the PlayStation rep, and I said, thank you.
Oh, it's on Vita, too?
Yeah, it's cross-play. You can play. I was playing on Vita against people that were playing on PS3.
That's kind of neat. So, if you're a fan of that type of game, it sounds like
it's quality. Why you'd
be excited about it.
It's quality. It's just Super Smash Brothers.
Right. Detective Conan 16 wants to know, he says, GPD and Shipwreck, did you ever promise Wombat that you would join him in a CBS boycott? Now that a Sherlock Holmes show with Lucy Liu will air, will all three of you break it? I promise nothing.
Does that sound like something we would promise Wombat?
Right.
I don't even think I actually said I was going to boycott CBS.
You did.
Oh my gosh.
Did I just say boycott totally CBS?
On Twitter. Yeah. On Twitter.
I just said,
I think you used the word boycott.
I don't think I used the word boycott. I never used the word boycott. I think
I'm pretty sure you did.
I did not use the word boycott. No, not boycott. I think I said I was done with CBS. But I don't think I ever used the word boycott.
Google right. Wombat.
Time to Google Wombat.
Wombat boycott.
A lot of people like to say I say boycott.
Right. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Exactly.
Well, I wrote it in the show description of CadCast 267, so it must be true.
No, a lot of people like to put those words in my mouth.
Right. All right. Let's, I don't know. I'm not boycott anything, and I'll check. I like Lucy Liu. I'll check it out.
I don't think I'm going to check out that show, by the way. If that's the
BBC it. One is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Jay Laven wants to know when Wombat is coming to Japan. Wombat, when are you coming to Japan?
Well, my kids are 30.
Okay, there you go. So when Wombat is 60, he'll be here.
Pretty much.
Excellent. Macleshed wants to know, what was the last book that each of us has read? Aha! See, I have my Kindle list up all ready to go, so I already have the answer. It was Heaven and Mel, the book by Joe Esterhaus, where he talks about working with Mel Gibson. Does that count as a book? I don't even know if that's really a book. But besides that, I read the Pawn Stars book before that. And then I read a lot of stuff here. I recommend the Charlie Hardy books, Fun and Games and Hell and Gotten. You should check those out. Those are really good, too. What about you guys?
Oh, I found the quote, by the way.
Uh-huh, what is it?
It was, wait, here he goes. Oh, stupid Google Chrome with all its, allow. Why is it doing this like 9 times? One moment. I am serious about my goodbye to CBS. I will miss How I Met Your Mother most of all. I have stopped watching tonight's game.
All right, well, that's the same as boycott.
No, maybe. I think that's just Angry Wombat.
Right. I'm sure you've watched CBS plenty of times.
A boycott would mean that I want other people to stop watching too.
All right. All right. That's. I think that's enough show. Right. Wait. You didn't say your book answers. Say your book answers quick, so we could wrap this up.
Anyone? I listened to 1Q84.
Oh, how was that?
I liked it. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's
a book.
I don't know. It's read by a woman.
And you hate women.
I guess it was written by a woman and the main character's a woman. But for some reason, like, I can't listen to it for very long in the car. I don't know.
Because you hate women?
Pretty much is because I hate women. That's the thing. Like, I can't – even if my wife's talking on the phone in the car.
Right.
Like, it just makes me have a headache. And she knows this. Like, it's like a real thing.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No. Like, it's like she, like, doesn't talk on her phone when we're in the car together.
Wombat, what would it sound like when Mrs. Shipwreck is on the phone in the car?
And so there was a cat. And the cat, I think the cat ate an entire bottle.
That sounds very aristocratic, that voice you're doing.
Your dog has my permission to die. Oh, sorry.
I want to hear a whole show of Wombat as Bane.
Wombat as Bane?
Wombane.
Oh, I like the idea of Wombane. I think I'll talk like this for the rest of the show.
The problem is you sound exactly like him. That's the problem.
But that's anyway. The whole point.
Right. Okay, Wombat doesn't want to answer the book question.
I haven't read a book in a long time. I started Game of Thrones and I never finished it.
Dude, I saw you were on HBO Go on Xbox. Are you watching Game of Thrones?
No, I was watching old episodes of Flight of the Conchords.
Watch Game of Thrones. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Dude, I swear
you're lying. Why are you spying on me? What the fuck is your problem?
I'm lonely. I need to see what people are up to on Xbox Live.
Now I'm boycotting you. I use the word boycott.
Watch Game of Thrones. If you don't like it, I'll be surprised.
Yep.
All right. So let's wrap it up here. And don't forget, stay tuned for the PAX show, the audio of the PAX show. Please follow me, CheapAssGamer, on twitch.tv. And facebook.com/cheapassgamer. And follow us all on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, NBA Baller Beats. Oh, you don't need to follow them.
You're already following NBA Baller.
Right, you don't even know. But if your name is Delmar, you're definitely following him.
Or Delma, if you're a lady.
There's a Delma and a Delmar?
Oh,
I mean, hundreds of them?
Yeah, just hundreds of them.
Right. Let's see, and review us on iTunes. We appreciate your reviews, and it helps us somehow, maybe. And of course, for all your domain registration and web hosting needs, go to godaddy.com and use these coupon codes: 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It would be less distracting if Bane just talked in burps the whole movie than his actual movie voice, I think. I don't think that's an exaggeration. Anyway, thank you for listening. We will... So next week is TGS. So I guess we'll maybe do the show the same... I don't know what we'll do. We'll do the show the same time, I guess. And then I'll do some audio booze from the show, maybe. We'll see. Thank you for listening. We will see you later.
The bread has my permission to be done.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the live CADcast from PAX at the Twitch booth. Big thanks to Twitch for having us here after we got shut down from the real official
PAX. PAX did not want us.
PAX did not want us, but Twitch did. So big thanks to Jared and John and the whole Twitch crew for having us here. And thank you for this crowd of people behind us that you can't see, but maybe you can hear them clapping. Thanks for showing up and giving us support. And we got Wombat. Is Wombat on the screen? No. Oh, he will be soon. Okay. I can't actually hear Wombat.
And Wombat can actually hear me, so we'll see how this goes.
Right. This should be pretty interesting. Yeah. But should we talk about some of the stuff that we've seen at PAX first? We could talk about my vacation in Vancouver.
I want to hear about your vacation first. Let's hear about Vancouver.
All right. So I brought my whole family down to Vancouver for 2 weeks before we came on to PAX. It was a big, big scheme, you know? All right, here comes Wombat. Whoa, he's in. Can we hear you, Wombat? Say something.
I'm saying something exciting.
He's very quiet, though.
Perfect.
I am. I'm like,
nailed it. Wombat, try to boost the audio on your end, if you can, in the Skype options.
Boost your audio.
Boost us, please.
I will do something.
There we go. That's better.
You hear him?
I hear him.
I don't really hear him.
Can you hear him?
No.
Really?
Talk really, really loud.
I am talking as loud as I can.
That's good. We need loud Wombat. Anyway, so we spent 2 weeks in Vancouver with my wife, with Ty, with my parents. 2 weeks with my parents was a long time. By the end, you know, my Mrs. Cheapy was scheduled to go back early anyway. She's got a real job, you know. She's got responsibilities. She doesn't have a video game website that, like, kind of runs itself. So she was planning on going back early anyway. But by the end, I could tell, like, it was really grating on her being with my parents.
Sure.
For 2 weeks.
I'm sure she's been happy to be home alone without you or Ty for
I don't know. Well, I think I like to think that she misses
likes you?
Me. Likes me and misses me. And I miss her, certainly. I get older, I find, like, it's harder to go to these shows and be away from my family. But so I tried to get Mrs. Cheapy to, like, get into some sexting. Do you know about the sexting?
I have heard about the sexting. Let's hear about it. How did it go?
So I was like, you know, I'm lonely. You know, send me some pictures or something. Can you send me,
really, pictures?
Yeah, well, that's sexting, isn't it?
Here they are.
It sounds like a bad idea, is what it sounds like.
Well, the instant message, iMessage is secure, right? Kind of. So I don't know. So I sent her. I asked her to send me a picture, and she sent me one, but it was kind of tame. You know, it was a little too tame for me. Like, there's not much I could really, nothing to work with, so to speak, you know? So, you know, I still had to use, like, the other website.
Your imagination. I'm using my imagination right now, and I don't want to be.
The internet in the hotel was good enough to. But
so I'm assuming Ty isn't staying in the same room as you.
No. Grandma and Grandpa have their own room, and Ty is staying there. So I thought I would send a picture to Mrs. Cheevy of myself, but, you know, a classy one. Because if there's anything that I've learned from, you know, watching the news and, like, who is that sport? Was it Favre?
Brett Favre. He's the sportsman.
These athletes, like, they send pictures of their dicks, right? Like, women don't want to see that. Like, that's not, that's the dame, as they say in Japan. So I tried to send.
Also, you didn't want that text back. Why did you send me a picture of a mushroom?
Right. A hairy mushroom. Where did you find this exotic hairy mushroom? So I sent, do you want to see the picture that I sent?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yes, please.
Of course.
It's really, I'm gonna show it to everybody. Oh, my God, no, I'm not going to show it.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that.
This is a special guest, a special gift for all of our, for the people watching on Twitch. I don't know if you can see it on the camera. It's... This is what I do, but you can't... Did you see that, Wombat?
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah, maybe you should look again. You don't want to see it, but... That's clean. You can't really see anything there.
You're a sad, sad.
I know. Well, she didn't write back after I sent it, so either she was sleeping already or she has left me. So, I don't know. So, yeah. So, Vancouver's a pretty nice city. I'm surprised, like, how Seattle is less shady than Vancouver somehow.
It is. It
definitely
is.
I figure Canada, you know, like, it's pretty clean. Canadians are friendly and nice. But you could definitely be in an area where, you know, it's, like, pretty touristy, and then you walk, like, two blocks somewhere, and then there's, like, I don't like the looks of those teenagers. Let's just turn around and go the other way. But it was a pretty fun trip, and coming here and certainly going to PAX is, man, it's grown a lot since the last time that I've been here. I mean, now you can just get completely lost. And
I don't even know where this booth is at.
Right.
We just kind of wandered upon it.
It's right. I saw the picture of me, and I was like, we're here.
Maybe I should go there.
Yeah. So I thought we would talk about some of the games that we've seen. Oh, and there's my naked body, which is really disturbing. So we saw a bunch. We actually, Shipwreck hooked us up with some appointments. And we saw a lot of stuff, so I guess we'll talk about Hitman Absolution first, which we got to check out the new Contracts mode, which is their asynchronous multiplayer.
Yeah, it's kind of create your own level while you're playing it, and then like you can send that to your friends and stuff. It's
right, because there's no true multiplayer in Hitman, so this is the best that they've come up with. So basically, as you're playing through a level, and you can do this after you finish the level or while you're playing, you can... Who's yelling in my ear? Oh.
Not me.
You can, like, if you kill a certain... You can set up a play it in contracts mode, and then you can choose what people have to imitate, you know, your moves, how you've killed who, and in which order, and
right.
with which weapon, and...
It's a good way of doing it to where I don't like going in and setting up levels. Like
with just, a level editor.
Yeah, that's not my thing. So this one, you just kind of play it.
You don't have to learn anything. Basically, people have to play the level the way that you've played it, which I thought was sort of an interest to give the game a little replay value. And
yeah, it reminds me of Mickey Mouse.
And it reminds me of Mickey Mouse. We're not paying enough attention to Wombat. When Wombat starts pulling out the props, it means more attention to Wombat.
So how's your PAX going, Wombat?
Oh, it's been the best PAX ever. I've been playing, you know, I got a game from PAX, but I don't think I'm allowed to talk about it yet.
So, what'd you get?
Plants vs. Zombies Pinball.
Oh.
Yeah. It's downloading in my hotel
That's still
right
embargoed.
Now.
But I did play one of the games on your list.
What's that?
We jump around. I played Harold.
Harold, okay.
Did you get to play that, Chibi, or only Ship?
Yeah, we both got to play it.
And what did you think?
Harold's a really interesting, like, puzzle platformer, but you control the environment instead of the character.
Yeah, it's an endless runner, but you're controlling. Well, it's not.
But
it ends. It's because it's a race, and then so you control the like platforms and everything as he's running along, keep him alive.
You're a guardian angel, okay? So you're supposed to. And the guy you're supposed to be a guardian angel of is this super nerd runner, like marathon runner.
Me.
It's Shipwreck.
It's basically me, yes.
No. This guy makes Shipwreck look cool. He's got like the thick what do you call that?
Glasses. Those are glasses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, bottleneck glasses.
Bottleneck glasses, right. So you're a guardian angel, and you have to make sure that he wins the race and that the other racers die, basically. I didn't realize that you could see my V-neck undershirt, by the way, on camera. That's very uncool.
I have to fix that immediately.
Like me and just not worn an undershirt.
I have to wear an undershirt because I get too sweaty, and then I want to wear the shirt again. So what I do, my trick to all these trade shows, is I bring a lot of V-neck undershirts and very few, like, real shirts, and then I can rewear the real shirts. That's my TBD show tip for you guys.
Weren't we talking about video games
for
a second there?
Yes. But I was really impressed with the way Harold looked. It was so colorful. It really looked like the guy said it was based on like old cartoons.
The animation stuff is really cool because like it's got 2D and 3D animation, and it depended on what they needed to use at that time. So you could, it actually does a thing where like the there's like an elastic stretch to the characters, like when he starts moving fast or gets hit by something. It's very Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
Said it was inspired by that and Don Bluth. Animation.
He used a lot of real Disney animators for the game.
Right.
When, you know, when I met him and we spoke, he was telling me that, you know,
the French guy, right?
A lot of their animation from Florida to Burbank, California. And a lot of people who, you know, were offered to keep their jobs didn't want to pick up their family and move across the country. So they were really excited when this opportunity came along to work on a video game, even though they've never worked on a video game before. All their experiences in animation.
Right.
And in many ways, that shows as a positive, where these people aren't thinking video game, they're thinking cartoon. So I think it actually works really well for the game.
Yeah, it has a really unique look and a lot of personality. So I think people should keep their eyes out. It's an Xbox Live Arcade, you know.
PSN, all the usual places. Yeah.
So keep an eye out for Harold. That looked really cool. We also saw... Well, I guess the most exciting thing that we've seen at the show. Everyone always asks, "What's the favorite thing you've seen at the show?" And it's
Oculus Rift, the most interesting thing.
Yeah. That's the virtual reality goggles.
The virtual reality headset thing that tracks your movement as you're looking around and everything. So you look kind of silly while you're using it, but it works.
It does work.
It's really cool.
Wait, I have a picture.
Yeah,
would you describe it as amazing?
I would say it's amazing and a little bit barfy.
I almost threw up while
I was
playing.
Yeah, it's...
Oh. We got a lot
of... Oh, it's me. Yeah, so that's what you look like while you're playing.
Notice how Shipwreck's mouth is open, like he's... like
in amazement.
Right.
In amazement.
Or going to throw up.
Or it's a little bit of a... I felt a little hot while I was doing it.
Like, it's intense. It's really intense because we played Doom 3, the new Doom 3 BFG edition, and I felt nauseous immediately. You know, like just because you're looking at, you just can't. You know, you can't escape the game. It's all around.
Right.
You.
Right. No... Like because the field of vision is amazing on it. Like,
right.
All you see is video game everywhere you look. Which is what you want, but the trick is the right stick still can move you around as well as your head. So the instant that you move your right stick in one direction, your head in the other, then you're in trouble. It's go time.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, like, it works. Like, there's no question that it works. You know, you can aim with your head, but you're aiming with your eyes. I mean, the gun had a red dot sight on it, and it really worked. There's no question about it if it worked or not. The question is... Do I want to play like that? Do I want to play where the game is all around me? The resolution on it is, you know, it's at 720p right now. They say the consumer version is going to be higher than that when eventually it's made. But, you know, when you're used to playing PC games at 1080p on a nice display, you can see the difference. It's, you know, when you have a low-res screen this close to your face.
Now you're used to playing 1080p on a PC?
Actually, I play 1440p on the PC. But
you're used to it now. That's how I just want
to
make sure that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like those trips to Hawaii. He's used to it. Like
right. I'm bored. Actually, I'm bored by 1080p now. I only play 1440p now. But the question is, can they keep the price affordable for people who just want to give it a try? They're not convinced yet. And also keep the quality of the screen high enough. They said that's the most expensive component of it is the LCD screen.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. It's. I came into it skeptical, and now I'm excited to see what the final product actually is.
I mean, you guys watching here, I mean, if it works, do you want to play a game? Do you want something like this where you're just surrounded by the game if it works, or would you rather just play on a big TV? Big TV. People, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of this.
I'm seeing a lot of, But if it's cheap, if it's like under $200. All right, everyone's giving the thumbs up for cheap.
Yeah, $200 is yeah. But if this thing is $2,000,
No. It's going to be less. I think he said like 150. I feel like he said $150. But
the
I
Oculus Rift.
Yeah. So
that sounds pretty cheap.
But as far as like the things that we've seen so far, that's the most interesting, the most exciting. But still, I'm not sure that this is the future of gaming.
Let's talk about WikiPad. We saw that as well.
Yes, that was surprisingly interesting.
Yes,
actually.
Exactly. So WikiPad, it's an Android tablet, which we don't care about.
Right.
Right? Make that
and
clear.
Nobody Android probably cares about it, who's listening. But you're going to care in a second,
yeah.
Maybe.
So it's an Android tablet, but it comes with a sleeve that has a controller around it. So it basically looks like
a Wii U.
A Wii U, but better, because the tablet is there. So it's a better processor, better, like... I don't know, recognition and everything to it. But the interesting thing is, like, they had signed deals with Gaikai ahead of time before Sony bought Gaikai. And so when he was telling us the story, we're like, uh-oh, so that means, like,
that
everything
deal's dead.
Is dead. But instead, it seems like they've got the Sony Cloud, which is what Gaikai became, and they have Sony or PlayStation Mobile, like in there as
so
well.
This is a PlayStation approved device now, this WikiPad. They're going to be at TGS with Sony showing it off, which was surprising.
It's in direct competition to the Vita. Like, it's a better Vita. It's a bigger screen. The games are obviously going to be cheaper. We were playing Max Payne on it, which I think is like a $2 game on Android.
Right. There's not too many of those on Vita.
Right. There's not too many of those. I mean, it's interesting that Sony is teaming up with them.
Right.
It says a lot, I think, about how the Vita is
doing. They're really careful to make sure that the Vita is not to be confused with a smartphone or a tablet. So that, and in a way, I feel that's really hurting them. You know, I think that they should go after the small. They should have the cheap smartphone games on the Vita. They should go after that audience. But they're just.
I don't know.
I don't know what their strategy is.
Wombat, are you going to buy a Vita or a 3DS? That's the question. Can you hear me? Ask him the question.
Oh. You were talking to me. Am I going to get a Vita or a
3DS? Yes.
You know, Shipwreck was the one who really is convincing me that I need to go 3DS anyway. The only reason why I haven't picked up the 3DS XL yet is I keep feeling as soon as I buy it, they're going to release a bundle that's going to be like, oh, I should have waited another week.
Throw in a free game.
Stupid. Yeah. Mm. It's probably all in my head. Like, I should just go out and get it. I almost bit the bullet, actually, this morning. I was in the Target, and I had 5% off anything. And I'm like, oh, I could get $10 off my 3DS if I get one now. But I still didn't. Yeah, I'm like, eh. Well, I spent $190. I don't have to.
Right.
Well, you played something on Vita. You played Assassin's Creed.
The new Assassin's Creed game on Vita.
How is it?
Is it shitty Assassin's Creed?
It's like shittier Assassin's Creed. I mean, it's the same thing. Like the PSP, you know, it almost looked as good as the PS2, right? And the Vita almost looks as good as the PS3. So if you're looking for an almost as good Assassin's Creed and you don't have a PS3, okay, there you have it. But
it looked choppy to me.
It looked very framey so far. Like when I got into a big, you know, combat situation, and it just did not have that fluidity that you would expect from Assassin's Creed on the console.
So I'm better off going with the Super Mario game that doesn't look like a shittier Super Mario game.
Right.
That's pretty much my argument for the 3DS. Is like you can buy, you know, why you're buying a 3DS? It's for the Nintendo games. It's for Mario. You can buy like five or Mario games already, and they're going to be different, and they're going to be good, and they're going to be on a system that doesn't make you use a Wiimote controller to play Mario. Like, that's what you're getting. The Vita, you're getting shittier versions of the games that you're playing on the PS3.
Right.
That's the trade-off. I mean, that's what it is.
That's what you're getting. But, you know what we saw that was also pretty interesting? We saw Dishonored.
Tell me.
Dishonored.
What was interesting? How interesting was it?
It was pretty interesting. Now, that game has a cool look to it.
It does. The Victorian
steampunk assassin
situation.
We got to play through this Lady Boyle's mansion.
I wouldn't say play through. We got to be killed in
we
Lady
got to
Boyle's
die like over and over again.
Have you guys played the demo out there? It's hard, isn't it? Like, they throw you into a level that's probably like halfway through the game, and you have like all these powers, and
right.
you You have no
it's
idea.
It's the biggest power wheel ever. Right? It's like 16 things on that circle. I'm like, I could rats, mind control, I don't know.
But it looks awesome.
It does look awesome. That's one of my most anticipated games for this
soon,
fall.
Soon, too. October, yeah. I think.
And we went to the party, too, the Dishonored party.
Yes, that was kind of creepy.
They rented out this mansion, and they had people dressed up as all the Dishonored people going around and then yelling at the guests.
Yeah, with the Dishonored people, they have, like the masquerade ball.
Right.
So they have, like, the really scary-looking mask, kind of like in Bioshock, the Splicers. Mm-hmm. And they're just walking around, like, dropping off clues and stuff. It was kind of neat, how like, a scavenger hunt where you could, like, win 360s and stuff.
Right. And it was a Bethesda party where they actually had the game as opposed to just...
That's new for Bethesda. Usually, yeah. Bethesda, they have girls riding on mechanical bulls.
Yep.
How was the food?
I don't think we ate any of the food.
We didn't. Hitman food was good.
John says it's bad. John was with us there. He said thumbs down.
That's
on the food.
Okay,
but let's see. We also checked out Injustice, Gods Among Us, the superhero fighting game from the Mortal Kombat guys.
You won. I played as Harley Quinn, and
I played as
the Flash, yes. Harley Quinn, I mastered her move. She has a move where she throws a bomb and then poses for like 5 seconds while Cheapy hits me in the back of the head.
Right.
And I mastered that move.
Right, where you get stuck in the animation, right. I will like throw you or punch you very fast.
But it looked awesome. I mean, I'm a big Mortal Kombat guy, so
and you like
it
superheroes.
Plays like yeah, it plays like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. You're gonna like that Wombat.
Any new character reveals at PAX?
No.
No.
No, there were not.
No. They had Cyborg, I think was that guy's name, and the two that
Cyborg
we mentioned.
Cyborg is a character.
Nightwing,
yes.
And Superman, and that was it? Wonder Woman, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
Wonder Woman.
But
so
we got you some swag, Wombat.
We got you a headband.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Oh, just what I need. for when I go jogging.
Yes.
I can see you've been jogging a lot.
I do. You can see it in my face.
Yeah. We also just saw Dead Island Riptide.
Yeah, next year's Dead Island, I guess. Which they revealed you can carry over your character from last game.
You can import, yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome. And it did a whole new, not tower defense, just defense.
It's sort of like Horde mode in Gears of War, where you have to set up a perimeter, and you have different ways of stopping the zombie onslaught. So you have missions where that's what you're doing. You're basically defending an area, and you have, you can put up fences, you can lay down mines, you can put up machine gun turrets.
Yeah,
to mix things up a little bit.
Well, they went with a lot more gunplay for that area,
right.
Too. Because, like, in the first game, you had a gun, but you'd, like, shoot, like, 5 times, and then you'd be done. You'd be out of bullets.
I never got far enough into the first one where I actually got guns, I think.
Yeah, it's about halfway through the first one. So this one, it looks like they're going to give you guns more. They had some, like, machine gun stands where you could just sit there and mow down zombies. And it looks gorgeous again.
Yeah, it looked really good. And they were playing it off the PS3, I noticed. It wasn't the PC. So
okay.
That game looks really colorful. Like,
yeah.
You did a nice job. And
is this a full retail game?
I think it's $50
yeah.
Is the retail price on that. But, yeah, it's a retail game. So it's a little cheaper. But, yeah, and you can drive a boat in that. And
yeah, the whole jungle area is flooded now. So now you can drive boats, and, like, the zombies can, like, hide under the water and pop up at you and everything. So it's cool. They do a lot of... And it still has that European jank to it. Like, it's not as polished as what other games are, but it's, like, it's almost better because of that.
I thought it looked pretty good, yeah. I mean,
it just feels, like, the way you can kind of, like, jump on corners of stuff and, like, you're kind of, like,
it's a little off.
Yeah, it's a little off, and I like that about it.
All right. And then right after that, we saw Sacred 3.
Yeah, I can't tell how much that has changed from the last Sacred. Like, the Sacred
they're
2...
They're making a Sacred 3?
They're making two Sacred games.
That's crazy.
They're making one. It's a Xbox Live Arcade brawler, co-op brawler. And then they're making Sacred 3, which is kind of the isometric-looking co-op dungeon crawl.
It looks like Diablo.
Yeah, it looks like Diablo. But there wasn't a lot of loot popping out from what I could see.
No, but it looked really good.
It did.
Surprisingly good. Like, to me, that looks as good as Diablo, like technically. Maybe. I don't know.
It had guys to hit.
I'm pretty sure that Dead Island is funding all their game development.
Deep Silver's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead Island sold a lot.
Yeah. So we also at the Sony booth, we checked out Unfinished Swan, which
the
is
a paintball game.
Yeah, which is basically you throw everything is white. You're just basically looking at a white room, and you have black paintballs, and you're throwing them at the environment. And when they splatter, then you can see things, and then you can figure out where to go. And I guess you're chasing a swan. There's like duck prints.
There's
or
duck
swan
prints.
And
then like you think you found the duck or the swan, and then it turns out to be a chicken. And you're like,
right, you just call the swan a duck?
No, that's the thing. There's like ducks,
right,
and chickens and stuff. But they're not what you're trying to find, I guess. You're trying to find the swan.
I don't know.
Stop looking at me, swan.
It was pretty weird. The guy, the developer said that the game changes a lot eventually. Like, it's not just black and white.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. You get colors.
You get colors.
As you go along.
You throw red ball.
It's a very emotional experience. You're changed by the time you get through it.
I like those
games. I know you like those. You cry.
I cry.
I know. This is the game that will make you cry.
No, I don't know about that, but maybe.
Cheapy cries during commercials.
Right. No, I mean, I like Flower. I like
It's
Journey.
Definitely up that
It seems alley. Like it's got that whole vibe. Sony's got that. They've sort of nailed that on PSN, right? They've nailed that type of game where, you know, artsy-fartsy game, I guess we call that. Emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional
I think
game.
They like it when you call it artsy-fartsy.
Boring, yeah. I think is also
boring. It's not boring. Come on.
It's no recoil. In the chat room going.
Right. What else have we seen here? That's all I have on my list of things that we've had appointments to see.
Wow, that sounds exciting! Like you guys have really had a full docket of.
We played it. We kept it pretty low. Well, I brought Ty to the show. He wanted to see the show, and Ty did some cosplay. I dressed him up as a generic superhero because that was the only costume that I could find for him. Was generic superhero. So he. Oh wait, I have a picture.
Super Thunder Boy.
I have a picture of Super Thunder Boy.
He was the new character revealed in Justice.
Yes, he would be good.
He would be good.
And he has Super Thunder Boy. I don't know if you can see this on this camera here. Let's see. Take two. Is that what you say when you're doing a...
Camera two.
Camera two. Oh, here it comes. Camera two. Here it comes.
Camera two. There's
Super Thunder Boy. He also has a Captain America shield because they sold one at the store and he wanted it. Thank you.
That's a good reason to get one.
Yeah, he was... Yeah.
Is that his superpower? The power to spend daddy's money?
Yeah, pretty much. It was reasonable though, so. What else?
Met a lot of people. It's fun. Walk around and people recognize you, and I enjoyed the guy. I don't see him here, but there's a guy that's wearing an all pink wig.
He's got a
dress on, and some like flashy glasses.
And he saw Shipwreck and immediately gave him a big hug.
Yes.
And he had a media badge too, so I'm assuming he's with.
He's doing good work. Wherever he's at, he's got all the scoops.
Yeah.
Is he over there? Oh, okay.
But my dad, so I got it. I had an extra pass for my dad. He wanted to check out. My dad's turning 70 in November. So he wanted to check out the show, and he walked the show by himself, and he just was, like, completely overwhelmed by the amount of people, by the amount of television screens, and just equipment and computers. And I think he lasted about 20 minutes. And he got lost, you know? And then he just hightailed it out of there.
Yeah. Well, he was looking for something to play, but he couldn't stand the lines. You guys stand in any lines at all?
It's interesting. Like, I think as far as, like, the most crowded things that we've seen here, it's got to be Borderlands 2, right? I mean, the line is, it just goes around. And it's been like that the entire show.
Do you really feel the need to wait an hour on a line?
An hour? I mean, you wish it was
2 hours. 3 hours to wait on a line to play a game that you'll have in your living room in less than
4 hours, I guess, is the
current. People are holding up the four sign. That's insane.
4 hours to play a game that you'll own in less than a month.
They must be giving away. I mean, at E3, if you demoed the game.
You got a T-shirt. Are they giving away something? T-shirt? Okay.
Not even like a weapon. Like at E3, like you could keep any weapon that you found and import it into the game. So they're not even doing that. But that's been the biggest line at the show so far. And I think like at the Wii U booth, it's sort of been hit or miss. Like when we went, it was just totally dead. Like
rough.
You could just pop onto Mario. But then I went back and I saw it was jam packed.
What is the vibe there on the Wii U? Do people really feel like a new console's coming out, or is it really? It doesn't feel like.
that buzz isn't there, the energy of a new console.
We got a Zelda shirt. What's your thought about the Wii U? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Everybody give thumbs up or thumbs down on Wii U.
Yeah, because no one can see that. It'll be awesome.
We're counting. There's a lot of thumbs sideways. Yeah, they don't follow instructions.
It's a bunch of meh, I think. I think, like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to go too well for Nintendo. I think they're going to create a lot of confusion. I mean, we played the new Mario game, and they hand you the old Wiimotes to play it. And, like, that takes away so much of the excitement, I feel.
Sell me a new controller. I don't care. Like,
right. I'll buy a new controller.
I'll buy a new one. You tell me it's new, I'll go buy it. I'm not interested in taking the stuff I already own. That's no fun.
Or the stuff that I already threw out. Like,
right. The stuff you already forgot where you put it or in the trash.
Right. I remember where I put it.
But, yeah, for the Super Mario, at least what they were showing, for the Wii U controller, the person who had the Wii U controller got to make platforms for the other people to jump on. That was what you were doing. Like, that's not very exciting.
No. Right.
Like, I want to play Mario. I don't want to make platforms for people to play Mario.
Right. And you have, like, the cool... You're the only one who has the Wii U controller.
You're the hot shit here. I've got this new controller.
Right.
I can't do anything but touch to make platforms to watch these idiots not jump on my platforms.
Right.
So I shouldn't invest all my money in Nintendo for the holiday season.
I don't know. I mean, you'd like to think that Nintendo's got the strong enough brand to pull through, but I feel like the people who have been fooled by the Wii the first time, which is why they've sold so many, is because they sold it to people who really don't, normally wouldn't buy a console.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like those people are going to say, you know what, you got me the first time, and now you're trying to sell me something else that it's even the same name, except for just one letter different, and the controllers are mostly the same. So I don't know. I feel like they're not going to be able to cash in on those people again.
Not those people. I mean, the Mario hardcore. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I know.
We're all three going to buy it.
I'm not buying it.
You're buying it.
I'm not buying it. I don't want to have to throw it out again.
I don't think he's going to buy one.
I don't think I am. I don't think I have enough HD.
Until they rebrand it the Apple Wii U, he's not getting one.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What were the other, like, big lines of the show? Halo 4... Obviously, some people say I saw a lineup at Assassin's Creed 3, but then some people were saying on Twitter that it was totally dead. So I don't know.
I'll check out Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already gonna buy that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, we have some codes to give out. Do we want to do those?
Okay, we got 10 minutes. I think I wrote down some cagbag questions that we could answer.
Oh, good for that. We'll give out the codes maybe afterwards.
The most popular cagbag question, and because we didn't talk about this during our last show, people wanted us to talk about Sony and the PS3 and Skyrim, like what's going on with Skyrim and how like the new DLCs may not even come to PS3. I mean, people should know better than to buy. I mean, if you have a choice.
If you have a choice,
people should know that always those Bethesda games are more janky on PS3.
I don't know. It sucks that they can't fix it, but, I mean, with Skyrim, you got a lot of game for $60.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. It's like, okay, they probably played it for 100 hours, and it sucks that it's not fixed, but
right.
I don't know. As Wombat, have you played the new Skyrim stuff at all?
I haven't, and just because I haven't gotten around to it, I've been playing, so many other things on the backlog that to get DLC just doesn't seem to be the right thing to do right now.
Right.
But I could definitely see the frustration. If you're a PS3 owner and you bought Skyrim, there's no excuse for it not to work as well in your console as it does on others. There's no good reason.
They have enough money, you think, to invest into getting it to work.
They have enough money. They sold enough copies. Is there a better selling PS3 retail game on the console this year that came out this year?
I don't know. Wombat's always good at pulling out like these questions that nobody could possibly have the answer.
Well, I mean, it's got to be.
It came out on the full moon.
It could be a top three selling game from 2012
on the
PS3.
Yeah, it's a huge game. It's a huge freaking game.
So it should work properly. I'd understand if it was a game that bombed and there were like 8 people that really wanted their game patched.
Right.
And that sucks, but sometimes that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But if it's one of the best-selling games on the console or even of this year on the console, there's no reason to not get it working perfectly.
Yeah. Should we do like a live cag bag from people in the audience?
Yes, I put that
on the
outline.
Yeah, they can.
Does anybody, anyone here have questions? Cag bag questions? My back is much better. Basically, it takes like 2 weeks for my back to get better after I have some mental episode and my back breaks down. But it actually feels really good, just in time to get on a plane for like 10 hours tomorrow. Thank you for asking that. Anyone else? Any other questions? We didn't see The Last of Us was another one where that had a huge line. People, anyone see Last of Us here? Thumbs up. Looks awesome. A lot of thumbs up for
us. What were they showing? Was it just a... Okay. So they're showing gameplay footage. That's cool. I mean, we saw a little bit of it at E3, but same thing everybody else is seeing.
Hobos? Killing hobos? Is that it?
Yeah. It's a big part of it, I bet.
Yeah, it looks good. We'll see.
Yeah, when's it supposed to come out? Anybody know?
Next year, no? That's a next year.
That looks like 2 years.
Oh, PS4?
Yeah,
that's
that looks PS4.
It's a PS4 game. Yeah. I'm surprised that people want to wait in line that long for anything, but...
I'm not big on lines, but...
All right. Well, should we wrap it up? Wombat, do you want to add anything, say anything to these people here? Came out to see you.
Yeah, thanks for coming out to see me in my living room.
Can we see your living room? It's really cluttered, dude. What's going on back there?
I have two small children who have been home for 2 days.
Right.
It's going to be messy.
Right. Well, I'm really looking forward to getting... I'm homesick. I got to admit that, you know, I've been away from home for like almost 3 weeks. And Ty says he misses his toys, wants to get back. And
you miss your foosball table?
Right. Well, it's not mine, but they have one here in the Dungeons & Dragons room somewhere. I saw a foosball table. I may have to check that out. But I want to thank everybody for coming by. This is awesome. Let's give everybody a lot of people here. It's really beautiful. We really appreciate it. Big thanks to the Twitch people who hooked us up. That was really awesome, you guys.
And I want to say a very special thank you to everyone who's been so nice to us in the chat room. Nothing but positive things to say.
Is that true?
No, that is not even remotely true.
Who are these fucking clowns?
Yes, we've been skewered alive.
We want to see more recoil.
And they think I talk too close to the mic, so...
Hey, that's good mic technique. These guys don't know anything. We're professionals. No. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye, everyone. Bread's done.